watch this.
Ripped in half. Movie. One star. We have no intro. Nope.
Hey everybody, welcome to the latest episode of One Star Films.
One Star Films, I am Jason.
I'm Steve. And sticking with the theme of pick a movie, which shares the title with a song predating said movie.
Song
Take
in the
a
movie
wild
this time.
Wild guess what we're going to be watching.
The Marvin Gaye documentary?
Yeah. Starring Kim Weston.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the Kim Weston story. That's what it really was. And again, along going with the theme, Roach isn't here, so it's just Steve and I.
Eric might show up. If you guys follow Ripped in Half, you might know Eric.
Yeah, he'll come in drunk, like, midway to the show.
He'll probably show up. Oh, wait. Okay.
Nope. Wait, you started back up. Okay, this is not working out. Stop it.
Chances are he won't show up.
So, this week on One Star Film, going along with the thing we're doing.
This is Jason's pick.
It's my pick, yeah.
Holy shit.
Actually, the original pick I wanted was the first month's one, which was Soul Man. I started this idea with
now
that in mind.
Soul Man.
Which we know the disaster that was.
Yeah, we do.
Followed by the named after a movie, but not in the film. Boyfriend's Back, which, again, also didn't follow through because it wasn't a bad movie.
It
was a great card. I re-listened to that
it
again.
It actually was pretty good.
I re-listened to it at work, and you know what? It's still just as funny. And the scenes, we can hear everything. So, like, the doctor is still the best character in that fucking film.
You know, here's the... Okay.
Or, yeah, My Boyfriend's Back. Last month.
No, I'm sorry. My Boyfriend's Back. It is a shitty movie, but it has enough to it, enough quirkiness, that as bad as it is, it is pretty damn funny.
Yeah, I'd watch it again.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go out of my way, but, you know, if it's on TV. You know what? Hey, I like this movie. You should check this out. Like, if someone's like, hey, let's put this on.
I haven't seen it since I was a kid, so I guess my memory about it was probably worse than what the movie actually ended up being.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's in the recording, like, vague things come into my head, like, what was in the film, but not all the, like, not Philip Seymour Hoffman, not all the characters. I didn't know them back then, so.
I didn't either, so, I mean, obviously, years later, I know who Philip Seymour Hoffman is. Great actor. But I didn't put it, like, two and two together. Yeah, that was him in the film.
Mm-hmm.
That I watched when I was younger. He was a great character.
He was a great character. Like, he was the best character up until he died, which is very quick. Like, he was in there very little in the movie and then died instantly. Then the doctor comes and, like, okay, now this is the best character after guy number two, Matthew McConaughey, in the background of the theater.
Which, again, I didn't even put together at the time. That was Matthew McConaughey.
Mm-hmm.
So... Yeah, it ended up being better than what I remembered.
Yeah, so that was a wash. That's not what we do here. We don't do good films.
Made for a good show, though.
We have to all suffer.
Made for a good show. Oh, we're definitely going to suffer with Jason's pick.
My pick, It Takes Two, the 1995 film featuring the Goot, Steve Guttenberg, Christy Alley from her reality show fame.
And Cheers.
And
a movie with talking.
From Jenny Craig fame.
A movie with two talking babies and eventually talking animals.
And the two puppy dog faced children known as the Olsen twins. I never saw the appeal. Like, even when people got excited that they're going to be 18 and, like, those weird countdowns you'd see on fucking message boards and shit. Like, you know, months, 10 day more days till the Olsen twins turn 18.
They used to be somewhat attractive at one point. Then they got to, like, I don't know, they could pass as Russian models now. At least one of them can. One of them's kind of chubbed out a little.
I know, one of them got really, really skinny. Like,
one of them kind of got a little crazy, started dressing all homeless and dating a guy three times her age. I don't know if she married him or not.
That's fashion, okay?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I always thought they had puppy dog faces, kind of like pugs or just little dog faces.
I don't know about
not
pugs,
ugly, but you know, like if I look at her, it always reminds me of like a puppy or a dog. Not in a cute way, of like, you look like a dog.
I will say their and younger so, like, sister, I was Elizabeth, like, puppy face so children. Much more attractive.
Hmm? They have another sister?
Oh, yeah.
Elizabeth. That's not a twin.
Yeah, Elizabeth.
Or a triplet that no one talks about.
Elizabeth Olsen.
Okay. I don't know who that is.
She was in Godzilla. Oh, better yet, Scarlet Witch.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, look it up.
I'm looking up her name right now.
Yeah.
Here it is. She's the first thing to come up. So you write Elizabeth. I guess once you what takes two in your search.
Yeah.
Google tracks you way too much because once you figure out it one does. Thing, they like, well,
yeah.
You know, we know what you really want to look for. Once someone mentions that movie, you're going to look for the hotter one.
Yeah, she's the Scarlet Witch.
Oh, yeah. There's a picture from Comic-Con from Age of Ultron. Oh, yeah, Scarlet Witch. Okay.
Yeah, which also marks the second film she was in with Kick-Ass.
Kick-Ass?
No. But that actor, he was Quicksilver, and then he was also her husband in Godzilla.
Mm. I guess he auditioned for Spy Kids.
Really? I don't know. Alexa Vega.
She was in a horror film as all young actresses come in.
That was a good movie.
Silent House.
That's a good fucking movie because the whole thing was filmed as one long continuous shot. There's no cutaway.
Oh, like Birdman.
Well, Birdman has some cutaways, I think.
It's meant to look like it's all one
continuous shot. Well, that's how hers was. That film was. And it's so good. The twist at the end, the whole thing. Damn good film. Damn good film.
Other films such as Liberal Arts and Very Good Girls.
But we're not talking about Elizabeth Olsen. We're talking about Mary Kate and Ashley.
Yes. Eric, who hasn't yet to be here yet, but actually knew this film once I read the cast to him. He's seen this film multiple times.
I'm not surprised.
Like I guess it was one of those films that you watched a lot. I guess you had only so few VHSs to keep it quiet.
It was right there alongside his Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen adventure film.
Yes, sisters. I thought that too, but also that, like, you know, his niece and crap like that.
Oh, no. This is way before her
But
time.
He knew a lot of this film, like pulling out scenes out of his ass. Yeah. Like he
Again,
knew
it was right there with the Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen adventure films he had.
And I was like, okay, well, that's great.
Whatever those were called.
But from his thing, we thought, when I read the description, I thought it was basically The Parent Trap. It's more a little bit of Parent Trap and Prince of the Pauper, where one's rich and one's poor. Like, two kids separated at birth, different parents. One's actually more a little rougher and gruffer, and the other one's actually really high class.
So The Parent Trap.
No, that's also The Parent Trap. So it's Prince of the Pauper and Parent Trap. But it's like a
so
switch.
So far, it just sounds like The Parent Trap. Do they eventually, like, switch places to go live with the other parent and experience things?
Yeah.
That's The Parent Trap.
Mm-hmm. So same thing. Like,
it is The Parent Trap, yes. Is one of them English?
I haven't watched the film.
Because if so, then it most definitely
well,
is.
Well, we saw
the Parent
when we were
Trap.
Testing the stream to see if it works out okay.
Dear God, it does.
The first thing we learned after watching Soul Man, what to do. First thing, the opening scene is starting with the gruff version, who is the street kid. Well, she's
just
a city
like
kid.
A Parent Trap.
She's a city kid, really. She's not a street kid. She doesn't live in the streets. But she's one who's like, he's a little rougher.
If they go to a summer camp, then it for sure.
She's somewhat rich because she went to summer camp. Like, I didn't go to summer camp.
Let's see.
Because I
Alyssa,
like,
a rich girl, and Amanda, an orphan, are two little girls who are identical but complete strangers that accidentally meet one day in an attempt to stop Alyssa's father from, and then it cuts off.
It's Alyssa's father from, okay.
Marrying some bitch. So, yeah.
Oh, and notice how Amanda's social worker friend and Diana Allison's millionaire father hit it off. The girls begin conspiring to get them together. So the mom's a social worker while the dad's a millionaire.
Huh.
I think the rich one's the one with
Lame.
The hat, according to the picture. Lame. And yeah, so, and Steve Guttenberg, the wine, is a winer. I don't know. A winemaker?
A winer. Oh, is he a social justice warrior?
No, the social justice person is Christie Alley.
Well, you say he's a whiner.
No, he's a wine. He makes wine. That's why he's rich.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He's a whiner. He's a wine. A whiner.
A whiner. That works. Because I think whiner. I'm thinking like.
I'm trying to think of word puns concerning wine in there. Well, that involves the word like entrepreneur and wine.
What a whiner would be post the nines. And yeah, I'd be a social justice warrior. Any keyboard commando.
That's slacktivist.
Yes.
Oh, I got some Uber stories later after the show, or we can save them for the show next show. But
is that James Franco?
Yes, we did this last time.
We never looked it up.
We didn't look it up. We're not looking it up now. We're doing our show.
It is James Franco.
Yeah, that was the next option when we saw this. Underneath It Takes Two on our search is Whatever It Takes in 2000 featuring James Franco. And James Franco looks such like a little kid in that.
Oh, he looks plastic.
Yeah, I don't know what they did. This is early Photoshop shit.
He looks like a Ken doll.
He has this very straight jawline shadow that's coming on.
Well, he has that anyways, but this just makes it look like he's
it emphasizes
Ken
very
doll.
Much. Yeah, he it's, does oh look like God, he has no crazy. Penis. And it has, is that fucking,
Oh,
from Bournemouth World?
No,
is that the,
stop,
is that
stop,
the Penga
cancel,
from Bournemouth
cancel,
World?
Cancel, cancel. I don't think so.
The other girl, not the one you had the muscle.
Yeah, I don't think so.
It says starring Topanga from Bournemouth World.
Shane West, James Franco, Jody Lynn O'Keefe, and Marla Sokoloff.
No names, not even mentioned. So, I don't know. That may come up again in One Star once we look up that on Rotten Tomatoes. Also, this Whatever It Takes featuring Don Williamson, Andrew Dice Clay, and Fred Williamson, which
now,
is Asian, which we assume is Steve's cousin.
Impossible. Now, It Takes Two, it looks like it's a remake of a 1988 film.
Yes, there's another film the same way.
Which is only a seven-year difference. So what's the information on this other one? In Texas, the naive Travis Rogers quits the job to marry his beloved Stephanie. No, maybe not.
It's not the same premise?
No. Okay, it's not.
All right, then. And in Rotten Tomatoes, it has 199% tomato rating, so that's insane.
It does not.
Yes, it does.
Holy shit, it does.
Yes, it
does. Oh, you're talking about the 80s one.
Yeah, the 88 one.
Damn,
that's
going to be a good movie, then.
I got to jerk off to that later. It must be so romantic.
I guess.
Must be, like, sick. Or only, like, it's so old, there's only, like, 4 reviews for it. And everyone is like, well, just say we love it. So, It Takes Two. Let me pull up a thing for this.
Baby, me and you. So, what did this film gross in theaters?
Ooh, Box Office Mojos.
Yeah.
Here we go to that. That's the only box. You know, that's funny. It's the only thing I didn't put up.
Aww.
Well, I had Wiki ready. I had IMDb ready. I had a couple other things. Like one other thing, not a couple things. You say that, but you don't really have a couple of things. You have like one thing. If you asked me for a third one, I could pull one up. But I don't.
I mean, this is the Olsons, right? Starting with the Goop.
I mean, these people, they have like, they're like millionaires or billionaires by the time, before they were in 18.
Well, no.
Just off these
I know,
shitty
but
films
the thing.
And video games and
we're
lunch
talking
boxes.
About 1995, and this could be a two-way.
It's the height of Full House. Look how young they are.
I know, but this is one of those either-or things. Because in 95, other than Full House, they were direct-to-DVD stars is what they were.
Direct-to-VHS stars.
But it's also got the Goot and Kirstie Alley, who
that
were theatrical stars.
And
so where does
well,
this
it's,
fall?
It's okay, for Goot, it's kind of waning years. Like, late, once it comes, the 80s are over and 90s start, you see less and less of him dramatically.
True.
Kirstie Alley has here and there comebacks. And something she does, she was on sitcom for a while. She had the reality show. Like, she's trying and she's in things.
The last thing she was
but
in...
But 95 seems worthy of her making... To put her in a film.
Yeah, I say the last thing she was in was the last season of Scream Queens. She did a good job.
The movie domestically... It Takes Two. Let me see where we're going.
So
gross total, domestically, $19 million.
So this was theatrical. Wow.
Release date, November 17th, 1995.
So made 19 domestically. What was the film's budget?
I'm trying to see if it has anything. Opening weekend was $5.5 million.
That many people went and saw this film.
Ranked number 4 in theaters at the time.
Oh my God.
Ranked number 4, 100 and
there must have been really
1581
nothing.
Theaters.
There must have been really nothing playing at that time. I can't think it was in theaters back November 95.
Mm-hmm.
could have been much
good.
Maybe Ace Ventura? That sounds about right.
It ranked 17th of all PG movies of that year.
Oh, my God. Maybe it's better than we expect.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's better than we expect.
But I don't have a total budget for this.
Okay.
So.
Well, I think we've wasted enough time.
Yes, so.
I'll keep your IMDb open so after the film you can give us some little trivias and goofs. But until then, we're going to go ahead and start. Ugh, it takes two. Not looking forward to it. Don't recommend it.
Mm-mm. Right off the bat, I don't recommend it. Even I was hoping for a better film to pull up my ass.
I think it's funny. You know, okay, Roach comes out with Soul Man. Seems like a stupid film, but right up our alley.
I thought about looking up his text when he had like a multiple suggestions.
I know.
Just look through him and it's like, just take one.
Oh, you're going to try to cheat, huh?
Take one of his.
It's funny. That was his take, and it sucked that we couldn't get it to work. But, you know, it was a pretty good pick by his choice and right up our alley. Then I come with My Boyfriend's Back, another kind of new film, but again, right up our alley. And then Jason comes with the pedo bear loving child film, It Takes Two.
It takes two, baby. It does take two.
Yeah. All right, Jason, you got our sound effect queued up?
Yes, I do. I was going to talk a little bit more about the director of the film, but okay.
Oh, we don't care about that.
What, Andy Tennant?
What the fuck is that hack done?
Such movies as 2005, 10 years later, this man is directing Hitch.
Oh, my God. Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's a shitty film.
The other choice of films that we're going to do, what I was going to do, Sweet Home Alabama.
Also a shitty film.
Yeah, it was up there.
I'm actually surprised you didn't bring that movie. And also, I forgot about that
movie. The rating was a lot higher compared to this film.
A lot of chicks had to have rated that pretty good then.
Yeah, and it comes on a lot. Like, a lot of times when I'm hungover after the show,
that doesn't mean it's
it's on cable at the end. It's like a...
You know, next time a movie like that rates high, look at who's rating it. If it's a lot of women, then it doesn't count.
Oh, yeah. When I went... I had other films...
Then if it's a lot of women, it doesn't count. It's objective. That does not count.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it's a lot of men rating it good, we're going to have to give it a pass.
Oh, other great films. This guy loves his romantic comedies. Fool's Gold with Matthew McConaughey.
A shit movie.
During his fucking... another movie that was in the front running before this. Oh, my God. The same director, really? The other movie that I had before finding this one, I rejected because the rating was too mixed and too high for viewers, not critics. Critics, that's 33%. But viewers were like, had it ranked up ridiculously high. Fools Rush In. We were talking about this yesterday.
Good movie.
See? People like you.
Now, no, that one's a good one even for a guy standard. One, it's got some Hayek.
He also directed an episode of Sliders.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if it's that one where they went to the world where women ruled and men were in cages.
Okay. Here's a little props for this guy. He actually directed an episode of Briscoe County Jr.
That doesn't help any.
You didn't watch Briscoe County Jr.?
Nope. Is that show with Sinbad?
No, that was starring Shaq.
Oh.
No, it was a Bruce Campbell like sci-fi cowboy show.
Then what am I thinking of the one with Sinbad?
Shazam.
No.
House Guest?
No. That's a good one, though. First Kid?
First Kid. What do you use the
Secret Service agent to the president's kid, son, yeah. Oh, boy. Oh, the 90s.
Jingle All the Way?
No, the thing is, my reason why I remember like First Kid and everything is because that movie...
How do you confuse a Sinbad show with Briscoe County Jr.?
Because I swear he was in something.
What would you
like
see that? Him? He's not obviously the main character.
I don't know.
In a show called that, right?
I don't know. I
unless that could be a premise, but still, it's obviously when you see Sinbad and hear Briscoe County Jr., he's obviously, for the most part, not that name.
I don't know. For some reason, that's like the weird connection I made for that.
Then I have to picture him in like a cowboy hat and shit.
Yeah, I know.
Look at these boots. Where we get these boots at?
Why not? It worked in Westworld.
Yeah. Eric's almost done. He's like episode 6 now.
Okay. out of curiosity, this is a side note before the movie starts. Sorry, I just have to ask. We haven't talked a whole lot Westworld. Later in the season, when you see the black sheriff, did you have the same thought I did?
How is he a sheriff?
No.
Okay, I'm racist.
Quite literally.
The reason opinions of Jason Dreyfuss and those ripped in half the race. Exactly.
Or that of one star. No, as soon as I saw him, the first thing that popped in my head, I said it out loud, I was like, a black sheriff? It worked in Blazing Saddles.
I think
that's Blazing, what came to mind.
In Blazing Saddles, I think they have another line after a black sheriff.
No, it was actually...
they have another joke for that.
No, I was actually going movie. With the Robin Hood Men in Tights when they made a Chew the new sheriff. Of
oh.
And they did that. Blessing. A black sheriff is like, hey, it worked in Blazing Saddles.
They all nod.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what came to
it's
my
mind.
It's
one of those jokes that everyone would do that. Like they just...
Ooh. Yeah. So. All right. So,
hey, back up, boys. I need
gonna,
some air.
We're going to...
And he pumps up his sneakers. That dates
we're
that
gonna,
joke.
We're going to start this film, and then I'm going to go make a drink. So, Jason, if you can cue up our sound effect, we're going to go ahead and watch... It takes two. So, with tone in hand, count to five. One, two.
Well, the other way?
It's five.
Not to count down, to count up.
Four.
Huh?
Three, two, one.
That got really confusing. Because you started to go up and then went back down.
I know.
Went that down.
Hey, I remember when Warner Brothers did that.
I know, dude. It's like watching Space Jam all over again. I remember that background.
I've rewatched that, too.
I don't remember that name coming up, but I remember the background with the city.
Was it Reicher?
Yeah. They're owned by Cox Company, so.
Probably.
They distribute a lot of television shows.
I don't think I've ever actually seen that before, Reicher.
Not have I.
Then how do you know?
I wikied it. I did some show research.
The fuck you did?
Known for distributing such shows as Saved by the Bell. Andy Tennant, David Tennant's...
grandfather?
Grandfather, yeah. Because actually he'd be much older than David Tennant. Right now.
Ooh, the goot.
Look at all those sexy bats.
Is that what those are? But she's a little girl. Shouldn't it be a baton?
For stickball, they have a lot of sticks.
I know.
I had those shoes.
How do you know this is a kid's film? Part of the words were written in crayon.
I had those shoes in 95.
I believe
those
it.
Boots. I hated them.
Oh, back when you were 30?
They had hooks on the ends. Some boots have those for the laces. But when I'd run in gym, it'd catch and I'd fucking fall on my fucking face.
Why were you wearing boots in gym?
I only got one pair of shoes a year. That's what the stuck was. That's what I was stuck with for a year. You're a kid. You made bad decisions. Like, I want those shoes. Then you're stuck with them.
I guess. I like how you got some, like, serious baseball-loving old men sitting here watching these kids play stickball in the street.
It takes them back.
And nobody has any baseball gloves.
These are street kids playing stickball, man. That's how you did it.
Even when I played on the street, I had a glove. What kid doesn't have a baseball glove? Even Alistair has a baseball glove. And he doesn't play baseball anymore.
Oh, Steve had a baseball. Ooh, Steve, we have a baseball glove. I can afford a mitt. Look at my family. We're eating lobster for dinner.
Look at this dude. His last name is Paisani. And guess who
the orphans have at that? Catch me outside. How about that?
Is it Whoopi Goldberg's daughter? God, these are horrible New York accents.
All right, you got 10 seconds. Otherwise, Christy Alley's isn't that great.
Neither are the kids. The kids are worse, obviously.
She dressed very New York 90s, though, but she doesn't sound very... What do you know about New York 90s? You went there. I won't either. It's just a look-see. They're not trying to place you with the butt
kisses, are they? So what if they are? You haven't met those people? God damn, this is horrible.
Just hearing kids talk is horrible.
Shut up, Frankie. I guess. Well, this is still bad. Bad New York accent.
Maybe we'll get lucky and she'll flash her pussy before she can get a home run.
Dude, she's like five.
We should bring Mikey here. He's watching the kids' Toy Story. Separate joke from the show. Oh, no, it's part of the show. What are the rules in that? Like, you can't really hit a home run.
No, not really.
Is it a fucking, like, is it an orphanage?
Yeah.
It looks like an orphanage.
I think it's an orphanage. It's a brightly colored orphanage.
Yeah, but it makes sense why, like, the sign's made with kid letters and crayons and shit.
Nah, that's a dick move. The taxi parks on home base.
It doesn't even say taxi on the sign.
There's, like, no way to get home. Taxi's covering it.
In this small street, she's so excited about running bases.
I know.
Bitch. I'd even get what he said. Like, it's just all slurry shit. She got out, too.
Well, you know, she was in the cab that was over home base. That should count as home.
She could have got out of the car and tagged it.
No, she couldn't. It was over it.
Just like your legs.
It literally parked right over
She's
it.
Tiny as fuck. She could get her arm under there.
Okay, so, you know, it's not exactly Park Avenue, but you can't always judge a book by the cover. Besides,
I still can't get over these accents. Like, the director literally thought, like, you know what? We want you to speak in an old Bronx accent. That's what we want you talking.
It's not like buying a car, that's what they're doing.
I know horrible. It's gotta be that can't eat, can't sleep, reach for the stars, over the fence, World Series kind of stuff, right?
Well, a girl's gotta have her standards.
Well, I got mine, and I say, let's blow off these people.
Yeah, gum. And I'm like, I'm 8, and I sound like Pat. I'm 40.
Yeah, huh?
Other gum.
She's got 2 pieces of fucking gum in her mouth.
Now look.
I would have liked it better if they're different colors. Name.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, somehow she split. She had 2 separate gum chewing sessions going on. Or they're connected and she split them just right.
Sell it, girl.
And you know, if you mash them together, it becomes an explosive polymer.
It just becomes fucking Mission Impossible. She just blows out the window to escape from this family.
Hey, well, at least happy you got the reference.
Oh, isn't she the most
holy shit, it's Fran Drescher and Dracula.
I think...
Well, Nosferatu, if anything.
Look at that, Fanny. She's got your mother's smile.
How is that possible? You're an idiot.
Your father's sense of humor.
My God, they're definitely Jews. They're New York Jews. The worst of the Jews.
Isn't that the father of the kid doing the Coke ball and doing the announcements in the Coke bottle? You know, the best person for that would be that kid, because I think that is his kid.
Oh, look, honey, he's got your father's nose.
He fits in a lot better with that family, the other kid with the Coke bottle. This one's at Redlands Airport, get some hangar. Still local reference.
You sure it's not Dulles? For some reason, all these films take place in Dulles Airport.
That top way, executive huh? Jet.
Yeah, must be a real big shot.
Oh, you'd be surprised how big.
Oh,
yeah, he's a real douchebag.
Oh, he's a fucking idiot, he is.
All this for her?
Uh-huh.
Jeez. Yeah, for that little bitch. Jeez. That's right.
I expect to have some big old cans.
We spend a lot of money on our young bitches. We dig them straight from Laosha.
Look, a little debutante over here. Just your coming out party, little girl.
Well, look at you, big girl in some big pants. I'll have you come in and come down
in a fucking
daddy.
Couple hours. Huzzah!
Butler, who's mighty glad to see
some butt lover?
Oh, I'm sorry, Vincenzo. How terribly rude of me.
He does not look like a Vincenzo. He's not Italian.
Thank you, honey. Hey, I see you.
She sounds condescending.
Congratulations.
She did.
Your father?
She talks to you like I should be talking to this little person. This person this way.
Up at the summer house.
Which one?
On Lake Monopoly.
But that's been them. Closed for years. He never goes up there.
Well, he does now.
Oh, Vincenzo, you big fat fibber. What's going on?
No, dear. Go on.
You mean...
Oh, behave.
It's a surprise?
Oh, yeah, I suppose you could put it that way.
It's a welcome home party.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. You know, your dad had to pull some strings with some boys that I know. He couldn't pay us back, so we had to break his kneecaps. I'm sorry. So you're going to have to go visit your daddy in the hospital. What can I say, little guy?
Nah. Oh, instead of a disappointing.
Seriously, he looks like an old, like, with the name and everything. He seems like some weird.
That's her muscle.
Overly happy mafioso type.
It's her muscle. Like, he just got a good suit, so now
We're going to go. We're going to have ourselves a nice spaghetti dinner. Mama makes some good spaghetti sauce.
You missed it. She's
and
got.
Then we're going to go see your dad in the hospital. Unfortunately, we had to break his kneecaps because he couldn't pay back his bookie.
Not going to stupid. What?
It's an orphanage, for one. But
I was still in Vincenzo.
She's actually more kind of. She's actually the other one. The rich one's believing that her father's gonna have some giant party for her, even though he's probably not even there.
I know. See, I like that storyline more than this one.
Stop making up your own.
At least,
one
that, at least that one didn't have a weird bullshit accent.
$50.
Okay, so I didn't send the bus.
Cough it up.
But I will. And then you and I can just sit here until you.
95. Want to know why? Shoulder pads. Big shoulder pads.
Mm-hmm.
Suits, the jackets and the shoulder pads.
It's like the last year for the big shoulder pads.
Overall, it's going to last, unfortunately, for another couple more years, but yeah.
No, not really. This is about the last year.
95?
Yeah. You know,
late 95?
I think the last shoulder pad I saw, okay, maybe it was 96, and it was the president's wife as she lay dying in Independence Day.
In a dog. Seeing the real world.
Just once. No, it's not movie wise.
Yeah, real world, like 95? 98.
I mean, 95, they still had shoulder pads. That died out in 94.
Oh, yeah, shoulder pads quickly die, but I think overall, it's probably at least got another couple more years in them.
Nah.
You don't make promises. Remember.
I didn't say I don't make promises. I don't make promises I can't keep. There's a big difference.
Is it really? I bet you miss that bar you used to work at, huh?
Please.
Okay.
That's a lot of hair.
Okay.
Like, Christy Alley has a lot of hair.
Oh, sorry.
Some big hair.
I'm, like, trying to figure out where you're going with that.
I was
that.
Looking
like,
at her hair,
what?
And, like, big old, it's just a lot. It looks practically almost fake. Like, she has a full set of hair, but she demanded a wig. So it's, like, even bigger and poofier because, like, you're covering up all of your hair. And having a wig.
Extensions.
Not even that. No, it's just a big old head of hair. What an odd thing for me to point out, I know.
You say Lake Monique?
But I was also trying to, like, people think... I don't think she's ugly, but, like, people, like, really think she's beautiful and stuff like that. Christy out. I've heard this before. Haven't I?
She used to be attractive back in the day.
Well, the 80s, it's, you know. But Cheers was only, like, 6 years ago.
Cheers is way more than 6 years ago.
What, 95? What, 89? Cheers was
before that.
End of Cheers?
Look it up.
Over by then?
Look it up.
I watched the end of Cheers.
It's gorgeous. I think this house is going to be my favorite.
I think Cheers is around the time I
cut. That's the best take we're going to have all day. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Huh? Oh, there he is. Come over here. Oh, my little.
Wait, I recognize him.
Wait a minute.
The Goot.
Lissa Calloway's a little girl, and you're a foot taller than she is.
Wasn't he in that movie with Decker and Magna P.I. About the three guys, the three gay guys raising a little lesbian?
That's okay. I knew it had to be something really important.
I mean,
a party, maybe?
He married a baby?
Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's him, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Vincenzo didn't tell me. I figured it out on my own.
He also he was in Entourage one time.
What? Another show about gay guys?
It's still on, isn't it?
Yes, of course. It's still on, sweetheart. But are we talking about...
There's also that movie with the gay robot.
Oh, Roger, she's...
Oh, my
dying.
God. What the fuck?
That's how she talks.
That is so overacting.
But that's how a little girl... She was talking earlier to that guy.
Not like that.
She was talking to the guy when she got off the plane that way.
Perfect little girl. Roger, I'm absolutely smitten.
It's stupid if she doesn't like her because she sounds like her.
I would have totally slapped that bitch. Dear God.
Roger, don't tell me you haven't told her.
told me what?
If I was a goot, I'd slap that bitch.
Your father bought me these. See the ring?
Tears open the shirt.
No, she opens the shirt, but also she has two rings on each hand. See the rings? Yes, and she's shimmering them as she opens her dress. Sure, a little
bit. It would have been better if she tears open the top and she's got diamond nipple rings. He bought me these.
Half tattoo. So he has the other one. On her, like on one of her chest, just above her boobs, just on her chest, pulls it down.
You know it is, and it's half the goot's face on her tit.
She's getting her muscle all hot and bothered. Camp what? Callaway? Callalaw? Are you ready for the summer?
Isn't that the same camp they used in Heavyweights?
It's more likely Heavyweights used this camp. Go by years, but I don't know. Are you ready for the summer?
I think those are the same camp for Meatballs.
That's why I was playing the Are You Ready for the Summer song.
Are you ready for the summer? Yo, Carmen, you blind? What? Wait, so
close. Girl, we're going to get a life.
And, of course, you had to have the young black character with the snap.
95.
Miss Kensington seems nice. Mm-hmm. Does she work with you?
Like, bitch, I don't see your name on it. Points to the ceiling. Exactly. Oh, so you sleep on the roof. Is that what you're saying?
Hey.
Little white bitch, back off. I got something to show you. You're half my size. Right up
here. You see that?
Look at all these new friends I bought you.
That's Camp Calloway. That was your mom's favorite project.
So he bought a mansion across the street from a camp? That's the worst idea, really.
Oh, he's literally buying his daughter friends.
Here, you can look at a camp with kids playing, but you can't go there. They're trash.
You get to play with all these China dolls that you really can't play with. You can only look at because they're collectibles and they're breakables.
And you know, I haven't been able to come up to this house since mom passed away. Mm-hmm. But there comes a time
look,
when
there's a pedo bear in the back.
That's Peter Panda Bear. Which exists.
Panda Pedo Bear?
It exists. When looking up the different joke.
There's a Panda Pedo Bear.
That's right, he does.
And they've got him staring in the background. That's awesome.
Oh, we need a...
Dude, look how creepy that looks.
You need to later screen capture that.
I know.
Reduce the size so it's perfectly a little clearer.
Uh-huh.
Screen capture that and start thinking of some jokes for that shit.
Oh, I know, because, dude, that is so creepy right there.
Or just cut the scene out.
Make a GIF out of it.
So good to have you home. Was he Mr. Drysdale in the Beverly Hillbillies movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wasn't he?
Summer vacation.
Possibly.
It's him. It's Mr. Drysdale from the Beverly Hillbillies movie.
Will you come with me?
Is that who it is?
I wish I could, Princess.
Or is that Mr. Belvedere?
No. Mr. Belvedere is a real guy. This He's a real guy. Like, that's my answer. Yeah. I'm not stupid. He's a real man's man. Not this pussy. No, I'm like, I just like, no, he's real. He looks this, right?
Yeah. That's in London, brainless.
They don't even have camp clothes on.
Nobody's lived there for years.
This is like a street camp, like for underprivileged youths from the city.
For wayward kids.
He's wearing the same thing from the original scene, the opening scenes.
They all are.
Queens. It wasn't even announced the other kids from the orphanage were going to camp, too. Maybe it has.
I think so. We were just talking. Cough it up,
choir boy. I believe this has to be at least a day. Like, she stopped the baseball game, went to go do an interview with another new orphan parents.
With the weird butt kiss.
Some new foster parents. And then... got on a bus and got to camp.
I bought you some friends. You don't get to play with them, but you can stare at them through your 24 karat gold
telescope. It's still daylight. All those kids are wearing the same thing.
Yeah, a little rich girl gets to stare at kids with the 24 karat gold telescope.
Eric just showed up right now. This is Eric's favorite movie. One of the women's dead. Your mic's not on.
No taste. No, it's not. Can't wait to sell this house.
Ooh.
That was my mic, sir. Holy shit, that hurt my ears.
Steve, it's just a sign that says you talk too much.
Wow. I guess.
You have a boisterous voice, isn't it?
Ooh, that hurt.
How you doing?
I hurt myself with that. You're still not on. What'd you do to him?
He's on.
Honey? What's the matter? I don't think it is. Oh, I see a light now. Talk, Eric.
It's been
hey,
a light.
It's right. On. Eric's on. Welcome,
she
Eric.
She hates this house.
Oh, this is mid-movie.
Mid-movie? Not sure.
Eric, when Eric heard the cast list, he
already
just
knew.
Blew
I knew,
up.
I knew these. In the
fire. I told you. This was on his movie collection right next to his whole collection of the Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen adventure films.
The adventure film. It goes this, and then Hook.
Oh, especially when they go to Australia.
After that is Hook and like The Sandlot. And Big Green.
I know this movie very well.
Land Before Time, like 1, 2, and 12. Not even all of them. Just like 1, 2.
Well, he didn't even have the first Sandlot.
He is
he had the second
bitch.
One.
She's evil.
Okay, we talked about this earlier. She sounded like her in the beginning of the movie. And then when she met her, she didn't like her.
Isn't that wonderful?
I don't like her nose.
She was just that all highfalutin and condescending. Yeah. She was that way when she got off that goddamn plane.
Was I right? They have a winery, right?
He hasn't mentioned his job yet. At least
we're
talking.
Okay, no, this is okay. No, winery is something else. I think it's different. I was thinking
it's
that.
The one where another movie
another
where Steve Gutenberg.
Another movie, pretty much exactly the same.
I'm sorry, Roger.
New York Minute.
Yeah, I forgot. I forgot about the butt kiss though. Melissa. Yeah, the orphanage or the family, the weird guy. That,
okay, well,
it's
pretend,
funny because
pretend we haven't seen this yet. We're seeing it for the first time and talking shit on
the first orphanage.
One on saying. Yeah, no, the orphanage she's from.
Oh, it's like butt kiss or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, we saw that.
But yeah, there's a guy at work. They pretty much he owned orphan kids, and we found out he's actually a child.
He owns them, huh?
Well, no, he doesn't own them, but he did that, and we found out he's actually a child molester, or he was prosecuted as a child molester. We've seen this much on everything, and it reminded me of this so much because he always talks about his foster kids and stuff, but we never really confronted him about it. But when he talks about that, it makes us cringe. Like, we don't want to hear that shit. I don't care about your foster kids.
Is that fuck them all
work?
Just the pretty ones.
No, he pretty much when he got we had accused of was like come a fucking on, kid, like a baby. Yeah, it was pretty.
Thanks for bringing down the show, Steve.
Couple things.
I mean, Eric,
Steve.
I'm used to
number
saying
one,
that. I'm used to
why
saying
are we
that.
Talking that on the show. And number two, why the fuck's he got a job working with you?
Because we don't do background checks at a job.
Well, apparently you do. If you
no,
know about
we
this.
No. Some guy looked up at work for some reason. He looked them up because
what'd he do? Look up everybody.
Oh no,
at work?
Because he said something about probation.
Hey,
so
everybody
like,
needs
this guy
a
do?
Chance, Steve.
He was talking about his probation. That's why.
I mean, not that guy, but other people need a chance to get out of jail. There's other more worthy convicts who could have a job.
So they haven't switched parts yet.
That might be Mr. Drysdale.
Make sure she comes home okay. Sure, don't worry. Right away.
He's wearing a robe.
That's not Mr. Drysdale.
Oh no, from Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Okay, the first Jewish family he met looked more like that kid. And they're still wearing the same clothes. It's got to be the next day.
Don't worry, she'll chicken out.
Oh, no, they're still doing the dare. It's still from camp to that day. It's got to be.
This isn't Richie Rich?
The only person who's changed clothes is her.
No, it's a Parent Trap.
Richie.
Yeah, is everything about this is the Parent Trap?
Isn't that episode of The Simpsons when Bart meets a kid that looks like him? But he's rich, but his like found out his siblings want to kill him.
If it isn't a little orphan girl.
Oh, I'm sorry, Master Master Olsen.
I can't hear anything.
Look, you don't have headphones on.
I'm just looking it.
They're gonna eat you.
Just imagine.
I can't stand these bad New York accents.
Let's get you ready for they have terrible New York accents, dude.
Listen, Lurch, you don't want me. I'm too skinny. There are other kids, big fat ones, right outside. Eat them.
He thinks he wants to eat them?
What in the world are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, they thought
you
that
think, just because...
They thought it was
you
like
you think I
weird,
look fat in the suit? Is that what you're saying?
They thought it was a weird, like, house.
You think house? That just because...
That's tonight.
I know I don't fit the suit well, but you think I eat people?
Hey, what can I say? I've had too much of grandma's
do
goulash.
I look that
bad?
No, he takes it personally. Like, do I look that bad? Like, this...
Oh, yeah, the ghost. Yeah, they think I feel the ghost.
Kid runs the other way. Come on, show it. There it goes. Waiting for that gag.
Does he think I'm pretty stupid, huh?
Nah.
It's just what happened. It's a shitty gag.
Cool. Yeah, it is.
It's 20 years old at best.
So, when's this party? Am I invited?
That's not basic. It's like a fucking 60-year-old gag.
Now, if you'd excuse me, please.
You talking about that 60-year-old gag again?
A dress? Me? You gotta be kidding.
Bro, cast me outside. I'm a
court side's on your left.
Even looking for me.
Oh,
there you are.
What a brat. I ran away and sat on this rock, and like that shows they don't care.
Yeah, nobody's looking for me. I knew
you have.
I need to be seen.
Well, of course, I have.
I work with a guy who said that once.
So they're just switching roles right at this point, right?
No.
You did not come all the way up. Not intentionally, but.
Well, yeah, but.
She went in. She left. Okay, she went to the house. No. They want to put her in a dress, and I guess she just left right now. So and now she's sitting on a rock.
When does the baby come out?
Come on, slugger. They're playing football.
In a minute.
Right. You're missing out on all the fun.
Pop goes the weasel?
Look who's talking.
Oh.
Mom jeans.
I wonder how they decided to cast these twins. Like, who's going to play the bitch and who's going to play the sweet little girl? Man is quite
the job. Oh, if yeah, they know the kid, like, oh, well, I know which one. That's a total Ashley. You know, that? Everybody block
for Amanda. On four. Ready? Or do they, like, switch in between? Who's block Amanda? For...
Funny. Oh, they already switched? When did we miss the switch?
Because she wandered off.
Yeah,
but it took her clothes.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, they're wearing the same thing.
Why are they wearing the same thing? When and what?
Coincidental.
World?
No. Bullshit. They met.
No, they haven't.
No, they haven't met yet. She came here on a dare. The other one just wearing the same clothes
she,
and wandered off.
Quote unquote ran away.
In the same clothes.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Nice use of the Twilight Zone. That's a bad painting.
This
though.
Is the best joke so far.
Even I wouldn't have put that together. That's supposed to be me.
Now it's a haunted house because you see that woman come out.
Well, that's what they thought.
Yeah, that's what the dare was, but she doesn't know anything about that yet. The other twin just copied her style.
That's actually funny.
Oh, it was the cutest thing, darling. She thought it was me.
But how'd she get ahead of us to play football?
Oh, that little curly haired girl, yeah, she has the worst voice.
Yeah, she did the snap, yeah. The old nut. Hey,
I got it! I got it!
She ran the other way.
I got it!
Honor flag football? I haven't seen that in years.
Great speed. Bad sense of direction.
Oh yeah, they run to each other. Oh yeah.
This is really dumb.
But you look like, and you have my, yeah, what? They do that. No, really, they do this?
Yes.
One time in pants and the other's in shorts.
Yes.
It is the
But you have a
trap.
Little different. Oh!
This is the Parent Trap.
The Parent Trap was more charming.
No, it's not.
The original Parent Trap?
You see like her running.
Old
she
Disney
ran
Parent
sideways
trap?
Already.
I will watch the original Disney Parent
Trap. I love the little hand Parent Trap.
Not well, that one.
The one with the shorts.
I love
she
that
ran,
one. That was good.
In the end, she ran sideways preparing
the
for the
one with
collision.
Patty Duke. That one. The Patty Duke one.
The old
that
old
that
one.
That one's an imposter one.
At least it has some.
No one knows that
it's
one.
It's charming. This was just. This
no one knows
fun.
That
you
one.
You have to remember how young Eric is. He only knows the Lohan one.
You look at me like. He looked at me like, yeah, that's right. You should be nice to me.
We watched that. I watched that constantly, actually.
Would you turn at the right moment?
We had
like,
some weird
nice
obsession about it. I don't know why.
It would have been funnier if they would have done like the old Tom and Jerry.
I want to hear the gag.
Melody sings like the hands go up at the same time, they mirror each other thing. Really?
Oh, the Marx Brothers gag.
Yeah, that too.
The that Lucy is. And yeah. Fucking Harpo gag.
That would have been funny. From Kim. They
thought I was you. Adorbs. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Amanda, put it there. This is stupid. When did that big penguin guy ask me in? Oh, that's go with penguin. He was wearing white. Where's the penguin
who's
connection?
The woman with the long dark hair? Penguin tuxedo.
Oh, that's Diane. We're buds. She's pretty cool for a grown-up. What the heck were you doing
One's
over
a good
there
girl.
Anyway?
One's a little rebel.
I wanted to see what it was like to be an orphan.
What? That's so insulting.
Because it looks like I know. Fun. Fun being an orphan?
Yeah.
What's the matter with you?
You can do whatever so the fuck you want.
We've been molested our whole life.
I was just ringing the doorbell. What for?
Ding dong, ditch and bitch.
Because kids think that place is haunted. That's stupid. Yeah? Well, then who's that scary blonde lady? She's absolutely
Touché.
Horrid. If I were you, I'd get rid of her.
She made me eat vegetables. You're talking to a pro here. I don't like asparagus. I prefer broccoli.
Is she wearing like MC Hammer overalls?
No, but
no, this is her. Is that a sweater around her?
No, but like, just look at the pants the way she's really sitting here. They look like
they look really baggy.
They look like MC Hammer overalls. Yeah,
I think it's a sweater, isn't it?
No,
all part of the Mary Kate.
Sweater's plaid.
All part of the.
Tell the
hey, Steve, it's all part of the Mary Kate Ashley line. Available at your local Kmart. And Sears, good. 95, remember?
I'll wait until I find it at Ross.
Next sale, Bulimic aisle.
Maybe.
That high-end store? No, you could afford Ross
maybe,
back then.
Maybe TJ Maxx.
Ain't you never gonna want it, don't you have to go to the bathroom? TJ Maxx. You ain't got nothing.
Look at that shit. That looks like fucking overalls by MC Hammer.
You do catch on rather quickly.
Can't wear this.
Yeah. So, cash me outside. How about that?
You really had to work that into this. That stupid ass shit. You had to work it into this.
Catch me at the stables at noon. How about that?
No, he just found out about this.
I did
this
not
song.
Find out about it just
I'll show
now.
You, I'll show you my text no,
he,
earlier.
He recently found out about
it. I just brought it up today.
Now it's
doesn't
been
mean
this
I
big
didn't
thing.
Know about it.
He texted me earlier about that, too.
Oh, shit. Since you got here this evening, you can't stop talking about it.
Because I knew that I remembered it because I read the story about the fraud, about the Instagram
whatever.
Shit.
Whatever.
Now we're going to have an argument
in the middle. You would have mentioned it this morning if you were aware of this. Oh, no. But all evening, you could not shut up about this shit.
Yeah, when I got home, I started
so
reading
much
the news.
You had to work it into this goddamn movie.
All morning was Comic-Con business. When I got out of Comic-Con business, yeah, we got Comic-Con tickets, by the way.
Who are you talking to?
The audience.
It's a general.
Oh.
Hi, Benny.
It's like a random laugh in the background.
Kenzo, I got distracted.
Oh, you don't have to apologize.
I see that shit all the time.
Hey, you don't have to apologize for me,
the
huh?
Places I go, you see what those girls do. I'm going to give you $5. Tell them what, hey, you know what? You're a kid. We just have whole hands.
Yeah, I picture him as like an ex-mafioso who still has ties to the mob.
Look,
like if he needed,
that's all the same thing.
You're like, no, he's
somehow he's a butler, though.
No, he's ex. He went straight, yeah, I want to start working for this rich family, right? But see,
he uses connections
when,
to get things
whenever,
done for the rich family.
Hold on,
he calls in a fake.
This is the scene
when
I was telling you about.
His rich family.
This is the scene I was telling you about.
What, a bunch of kids eating?
Is that Lindsay Lohan?
Shaving their gullets?
No.
This is the one I was telling you about.
Two frame backs is a chick who looks like little.
Does this make you
envious? That won't make any sense.
No, because this is a scene I remember from the movie, and I was telling Jason about it.
That's how you eat, or how your nieces?
What, because food?
Because it represents how your
nieces? No, I told him about this part. Like, I want to see if I got it right. I can remember. Do you remember your first experience with Sloppy Joe?
Sloppy Joe.
Well, of course it's silly. It's your favorite.
Never.
Listen.
Oh, yes, of course. The, big, gooey, messy burger.
Also known as a Sloppy Joe.
Sloppy Joe, fries.
Your favorite?
Yes, and with darn good reason.
This is
did
stupid.
Did you just say
darn? Darn. You said darn and not damn? What's wrong with you?
I don't know why I remember this part of the movie.
Because food, that's why.
That's probably why. That's true.
And here comes Adam Sandler.
That's the only time they eat in the whole movie.
Slap it, oh, slap.
Good God, even the kids wore shoulder pads.
That's just a nice dress, though.
No, it's not.
That's not acceptable. Like, casual wear was like a...
That's
those
nice.
Coats with fucking big ass shoulder pads.
Waiter person.
Starving. I mean,
that's not a nice dress at all.
This tastes like a balloon.
Salesman.
Good. Nice.
That's actually a pretty good description.
I like that. It tastes like a balloon.
I like the reaction. That's probably what I would have if I didn't know what I ate.
Actually, snail's delicious, so she has the wrong.
All this money and these people eat slugs?
It's not a slug. It's a snail. Get it right, bitch.
Either way, it's cheap and
fine. Her voice.
Grace us with her presence.
Dear God,
everyone sounds condescending when they sound rich.
Dear God, it's Tina Fey.
Alyssa.
Just not as funny. She's got Tina Fey's nose. She really does. Of the Academy.
Might we entice you to play something?
No.
I don't know who it is.
Oh,
I don't recognize these people.
This is actually a great part.
Ever did you have in mind?
Like, other than the main people, like, so far, I don't know any side characters.
No,
I should have did more research.
It was not a hoity-toity Muffy laugh. Muffy.
And Buffy?
I don't care if she's rich. Muffy is what you call what rich snobby people name their dogs.
Not I've seen rich.
I thought they named their crotch Muffy.
It was a trope fucking rich name back in the day.
That's what guys call rich crotch.
I thought that was the name of their language program.
I thought that was the name of like rich escorts. Like, hey, there's Muffy.
This is actually pretty good right here.
Muffy, darling.
The Goot hasn't done shit this entire movie, I tell that much. But I just told
everyone that you would. Then do me a grand favor and untell them. Look, you
little. Ooh, little what?
Did they censor that?
I think so.
Is there a quick cut?
I'll make sure that you never play anything.
I'll break your hands.
Again, smash him with a hammer.
You tell him, boss. You want me to cut that girl's hands? I'll cut her off. Ooh. So far, best scene in the movie.
I know.
Let's put some shit in that bitch's drink.
It gets better.
See if he drinks again. Look for a scene if she drinks that drink again.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Is she going to do like that one movie, Amadeus, where he like she does a plays this fucking song and then farts out her ass? Or is that
Chopping?
Chopping. In honor of my new stepmother, whom I absolutely adore, I decided to play a little something of my own.
Yeah, too bad they grew up with what
ding,
they
ding,
are.
Ding 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 ding.
Now is Alistair past his point, or is this where he's at pretty much?
He's a little more advanced than this. Come on.
They found a way to put the app on that middle LED console on the keyboard.
Oh really? Oh, you're joking. This reminds me of a scene with Fat Camp. Oh, Heavyweights. Where they start eating all that food and shit.
That kid is. That was Danny Glover as a little kid. Still 40 and dressed 40. He looks like from Gone Fishing, Danny Glover.
Show him what you got. Come on! I can't remember. What are they doing? Charades?
Charades.
Oh. God, this is a hateful camp.
How they got Huckleberry Finn out of that kid, I have no idea.
Because he was a shark?
Unless he was portraying N-word Jim. Old man was scared of nothing. What am I supposed to do? London Bridge is falling down.
It's supposed to be like she's so inept, she's like so out of touch that she doesn't know what that song is.
That's really hard. Actually, you can just do the thing. London Bridges falling down.
They yell saw?
Song.
Song.
What song involves that? London Bridge is falling down! How the fuck?
She fell down.
How the fuck you...
I wouldn't know.
That kid's good.
Maybe if I was a kid, maybe. Because I know very little information. I know very little songs.
I would never have gotten
like, that. If I was a kid in 95, maybe. I learned... Like, most of the songs I knew were school assembly songs. And whatever my parents played.
That wasn't even a school assembly song.
I played... In my rich school, we had school assembly songs.
What the fuck are you talking about?
And we sing songs for a school plays and dance.
A school assembly plays "London Bridge is Falling Down." Is that like your walkout song or something or what?
Yeah, that one.
Now the school principal,
and then he comes out like do 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 do, and he's high fiving everybody. And yeah, the rap version. And we play.
For some reason, we say the rap version. I'm thinking of you in school. I can think it's like if Fresh Prince was singing London Bridge.
It's falling down.
I don't need London to cuss. My music's still good. Lately,
I've been working. Definitely wasn't London Bridge by Run DMC. You know what? All that's going to change because Clarice is going back
to the city tomorrow. Gee, yes.
I hope there's nothing I did. Oh, come on, Jason. Parents just don't understand. I'm going to get to spend some
time together. Yeah. Get to know each other again. Is that okay? That's what got white, little rich white, under like urban white kids into hip hop. Yeah, parents just don't understand. In that song, he steals his parents' Ferrari.
Oh, because people,
you know that, right?
People know. Yeah, people don't know that song.
The premise is long. I'm a rapper. I'm from the hood. I'm on the ground. My parents own a Ferrari. And I stole it and got pulled over. They just don't understand.
It's like that people don't know the full version of French Piece, Fred Prince song.
Enlighten us.
Oh. What? I don't know the full version. I just know there is a full version of the French Prince song. Because some guy sang karaoke night at the bar, and Jim put on the full version instead of just the
30-second short version.
Yeah, they put on the full version, and when it came on, the guy was like, he didn't even know what to do with the rest of the song.
Oh, it's like Bonanza. Bonanza has lyrics.
That's not Star Trek.
Star Trek.
Star Trek has
lyrics. Star Trek has lyrics.
Made him a shitload of money. Because he also wrote, like, he created the show.
There's no way that tune could have lyrics.
And wrote lyrics for it. And since he has a credit for that, he makes a shitload more money for that. At least that's what I remember hearing in my vague memory. But I do know for a fact there are lyrics. I've heard them. Going off on a journey in this place. Those are lyrics.
She's changed, all right.
In just one day.
Yeah. With little things. Like, little. It's not an overall thing. It's still the same day of camp. This is the first night of camp.
I know.
A frog, huh? Well, you know what?
It was bedtime. Now she's getting it.
Might have turned out to be. She should be yanking her hair. Who the fuck are you, little bitch? You know who I know.
This whole movie's going to happen over like 3 days.
I guess.
Like, camp's going to end. It's like a week camp. Yeah. Like, where camp's going to be at the end of the week.
Beagle, it never ends. Suckers
with tongues like this. And in that period, the Goot's going to dump the evil wicked stepmother and hook up with the homely chick. This rich guy who's been dating this chick for X amount of times, proposed to her, they're engaged, they're set to be married, all of a sudden he's going to change his mind, dump her for this broad.
It just shows...
When you those couldn't type of movies be more happen, wrong, Steve.
But when those type of movies happen...
Thank God.
It shows a lot about that guy. Like, he's a guy with cold feet and he'll just ditch you.
He's actually a very violent man.
You
want to
get the romanticized version of that. Like, it's true love. Like, you're supposed to be meant for me.
I mean, he's rich after all.
Like, you want to look at the romanticized ways. Like, it's true love meant for me. But, like, in the real that guy just got cold feet and ditched her for you. I mean, it's good on your end.
When's the part, if you present it right,
seem like it's a romantic movie. But
when's
it's
the part
not,
come
it's
on
shitty.
Where they like Oreos and peanut butter and they find out they like each other?
When they eat Sloppy Joe's? What?
No. That's a scene on The Parent Trap.
Oh. You got too deep for me then.
Is when they eat Oreos with peanut butter.
Ta-da. Again, a grown man in his children films.
Yeah.
I have kids and I don't even know that much detail.
I watched that movie when I was fucking like 8, 9.
Later, bitch.
I'm gonna ruin things for you.
I wanna go fishing. I've been fishing in a long time. Oh, it's a boot. Oh, a boot with a fish.
See, I think Christy Alley only appeals to her a little more because she's more girly. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's more like princess. Like, she's not. And
she put gum in her hair.
Although she can have a good rapport with the other twin, the more rough twin. She kind of likes that daughter aspect.
What, she got gray hair?
No, she put gum in her hair.
When I hold you, Emma. You got juice. Yes, I got a little bit of chlorine in my eye, so
really
it's okay.
A kid's film doing the whole ghost thing?
Honestly, that was my favorite thing to do in high school.
I wasn't there yet.
What, being ghost?
Yes, I was really good at that. Going behind people and just raping them.
Oh, I thought you meant like hooking up and then like slowly like disappearing from text messages. Thank you for the raincoat, sir.
Can I been mad that little girl got pool water in my Rob Roy.
Can I request some eye goggles next time?
She just freed all the horses.
Go, children, go, run!
Run, flee, fend for yourselves!
We are so connected.
God, your life is so cool.
Party. Well, the good news is Clarice is gone. You did it. The bad news is she'll be back in a week.
Brains and fava beans with a nice chianti.
By the end of camp.
So what's a cool guy like your dad doing with a witch like her anyway?
It's too bad she didn't meet Diane.
It's all about the social status.
No, she's awesome. Yeah, they'd be perfect for each other.
Yeah, but you think he Kling. Wants to fuck Christy Alley? Doesn't mean just because the personalities don't
You're
work.
Not thinking
I don't know. Christy Alley doesn't have as big a nose.
Want to bet? But it's getting married next month.
Maybe I don't know what's underneath all those layers of sport coats. And,
maybe
you know,
maybe look who's talking now, Christy Alley.
Business suits that she's wearing and the giant shoulder pads. Once you sink in the shoulder pads and see what's underneath, that's what I'm worrying about.
Jenny
at least I know the other chick what's what's got going on.
Jenny Craig, Christy Alley was good.
Despite the nose.
Cheers. Cheers, Christy.
God, that was...
But how are we going to get them together?
She was I know it's a bit before your time.
She was barely in color. I watched Cheers. I used to work at the Highland Cheers.
Cheers of Highland. I like that line from Simpsons. If this is something of something, it's a nothing of anything.
See, when
I love that line.
And that bar used to be the Cheers of Highland until it changed locations and eventually changed how they do everything. Now it's become the armpit.
When I was watching Cheers,
we're not having this argument in this. Okay?
When I was watching Cheers as a
this too local.
I know.
When I was watching Cheers as a kid, I don't know if I was watching Wings or Cheers.
I knew I was watching Wings because it was on it was more than one channel and the same time. my favorite joke was like from Married with Children when they did that. It was like he's like watching TV. He's like Wings. Oh, there's Wings. Hondo. Like, oh, finally, good. Like, after a marathon of Wings, and he turns off Wings. He turns off the TV.
That was funny.
I thought he was just hungry.
And, like, when I was a kid, I watched that joke, and I was like, exactly, because Wings was on fucking a shitload.
It was.
I didn't watch a fucking single episode of Wings.
I think it's on multiple channels, too.
Yeah. Some shows, like, that was their basis of the fucking TV lineup.
It was like G4 and their cops.
Yeah, it was USA. USA had a shitload.
I used to watch in the morning.
Wings or cops?
But G4 even made fun of the fact they had cops. Like, well, you hate cops, but this pays for this show.
Now it's Cops Live.
She speaks four languages. You mean getting arrested in real life?
Yeah, no, seriously, it's called Cops Live now.
I like the idea you have to put this outfit on to ride horses.
You look like Zorro, like a fucking jackass all the time.
Speaking of Cops Live, you see that video the guy recorded? He's literally recording his TV of this newscast going on.
Oh, yeah,
And then he turns into his outside window and say fly by.
It says, this is how you know you live in the ghetto.
Yeah.
I remember the view.
Remember the scene?
You know what reminds me of?
You know what reminds me of? The scene of Cruel Intentions 2 where she makes her sister grind the horse.
I never saw the second
one. Tell her why women love horses. She was wearing that same outfit as the one doing the slingshot.
Did she do that to her sister?
Yes. Well, they were stepsisters, kind of.
That's still hot.
Buck her off. Sex in him shower. But yeah, there's a second one.
There we go.
Buckle up, buckaroo.
What kind of camp owns horses? Orphan camp.
Orphan camp? This is a really privileged orphan camp.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, well, especially for New York.
To fucking able to the fucking house and maintain horses.
Christy Alley's clothes, I think she is getting a little heavy because her clothes are really... Well, it's 90s, too. It's hard to tell.
Oh, yeah. Didn't they use this music for the pork commercials at the time?
This is very adventurous music. It's in
a lot of movies.
Cartoon movies like this. And these are cartoons. Come on.
Well, there's a commercial at the same time. I didn't want to think
it was actually in, like, Home Alone 2.
Yeah, it's What's for Dinner. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, was
Tyson?
It?
Yes.
No, it's either beef or pork.
No.
Beef, it's What's for Dinner.
Yeah. Okay.
I want to say it's maybe in Home Alone too.
It's a Dyson commercial, or Dyson?
Not Dyson. Dyson's a fucking vacuum.
Who makes the packaged meat in the bag?
Tyson is chicken.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it is though.
That's chicken though.
But that's a Tyson commercial.
I don't think so.
I'm fucking. It's a California cow commercial. I don't fucking know.
No.
He has a Lane hair in this video.
You know, in her franticness, she lost the New York accent.
I think she has a papier-mâché helmet. You okay? God almighty, that was the horse, not me. The second line was me. Well,
if it's any consolation, I used to look like a real jerk on a horse.
Oh. You still do, dumbass.
That's been the first gag in this, though. How many is this a TV movie?
Oh, yeah, that little branch knocked him out.
Can you stand?
Yeah.
Well, it did cut scene like a
he's
TV
a rich
show.
Guy.
And like that was a break
so
for a commercial. That was how that's kind of weird.
Yeah. Huh?
Somebody take a look at that.
My butt?
No. That cut right there.
Ow.
Ooh, sorry.
Oh, great.
You know, this cut that I'm digging my finger
we had
into.
First date over the camp.
Well, thanks. I just live over here.
Are you Roger
Calloway? Oh, you're the rich asshole.
Yeah, I think so.
The Roger Calloway from the Calloway Foundation for Kids?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, I'm Diane Barrows. You know, I always wanted to meet you. My kids just love your camp.
Oh, yeah? You have kids?
Well, they're not mine. I work for the East Side Children's Center in Manhattan, and we're here for a week.
Of course.
Oh, camp is
a week. Yeah, sure.
Okay,
better clothes than I did.
Well, it was very nice.
You know, the ESCC.
It's hard to tell Roger, if it's just the cover weight or 90s clothes.
This is 90s clothes.
Oh, and
it's not weight. She's not fat.
I think it's 90s clothes.
Yeah, she's not fat.
And you really should.
She looks great. I know that, but like.
I like, not, how, I like how
it
she's
should
like,
be slightly
okay,
tighter.
So let me ask you this.
Should be, but
let me
like,
ask you this.
It could be slightly tighter.
Jason, let me ask you this.
I was wondering if I could
95 Christiali. Would you fuck her?
Something. I'd love to hear more about the camp. And
by 95, I'd fuck anything.
Yeah.
We can walk.
95 Christiali. Would you fuck her?
No, I said Weight Watchers Christiali.
It's 95 Christiali. Oh, wait. Reality show Weight Watchers Christiali.
Nah, you're getting a little hinky on me. No, 95 Christiali.
No, I'm more of a
Weekly
like
World
said,
Weekly World News tabloid 98.
I'm more of a Look Who's Talking Now, Christiali. I'm more of a Look Who's Talking Now, Christiali.
That's what 95.
Oh, I drink that pudding down.
I think that's what 90. Yeah, that's 93, right? I would take her then too. Yeah, totally.
Is that better?
Nice voice. Attractive.
Hey, if Danny's
pretty in that,
I don't know why.
If Danny Zuko will fuck her, I'd fuck her.
I don't know, but see, having watched the second
Christy
season,
Christy Alley wasn't in that film, was she?
Yes.
Where?
She was not in that.
She was not in Greece.
I just no. Oh my god! I just used Danny.
You know.
Oh, he's still talking. Look who's talking.
Yes.
No, okay.
I'm still.
I got you.
Well, you went beyond my drink pudding reference.
Well, I'll say
something to a
having
completely
seen
different
the
movie.
Second season of Scream Queens to see what Christy Alley looks like now. No, dodgeball on that.
Really? What the fuck is Scream Queens?
I made my money the old-fashioned way.
Think of it. It's by the creator
Steve
of Scream.
Watches a lot of little kid shows.
Tell me you made him watch that.
No,
he had to cancel on Mikey for the Kids' Choice Awards for this.
It's actually pretty funny. It's actually kind of a... It's a dumb show.
We
it's
need to pay attention
top
to the movie,
funny.
Otherwise it becomes more ripped in half.
Oh, this movie sucks.
Oh, boss.
I can't
check it out.
I can't even hear it.
Here's your cell phone, boss. You left it in the limo. Wink, wink. Press this broad, huh? I gotcha, boss.
Wait, so that's his safe word, right?
No, like...
He pressed a button on his watch to call the butler.
No, it's
come
like
get me from
it's
this
a fake
hole.
Phone call. Like, oh, Mr. President, yes, buy more stock.
Goodbye.
Yeah, I'm a very important.
No,
man.
Do you want the usual cocktail?
What was the point of that?
Your hair?
Eric couldn't hear it, so I thought I'd turn it up a little.
Are you sure?
Yeah,
am
that
I
was
sure?
Better.
Oh well, my God, you should.
But that made that
it.
Annoying voice even worse.
I'm certain it wasn't intentional. Oh.
You know, he watched this film before, so it was probably perfect timing at best.
It's a broken nail, darling. What I've had is a train wreck.
Oh, she freaks
Look,
out.
Just try to calm down. I'll speak
you know
to
what,
her.
Roger, excuse me. I think I'm just going to go.
Who's that?
Just one second. One second, please.
What? Yeah, she's flipping up.
Is there a
she's
woman
definitely
here?
Not
See,
pretty in pink.
I told
yes,
you.
There's sort of a woman here. She's from the camp across the lake.
Oh, how delightful. I'm in the middle of a crisis, and you're
I'm in the middle of a crisis.
I mean,
my
a
hair
meeting.
Is...
That's all. It's just a meeting. Look, no, we're not going to have dinner. There's nothing going to go on. Please.
No, I'm not going to fuck
I'll
her.
See you at the end of the week.
Oh, we're talking about
okay.
the camp.
One.
Just a couple fingers.
The camp I live across from. It
I'm
should
so
be
sorry.
Important people talk to
just
me.
Just a couple fingers.
In fact, you don't even know my business.
You
fuck
know,
you.
Yeah, I, you know, the camp that I
hey,
finance.
Hey, what did I tell you about? Hey, Vinny,
it's
come here. You should say this. Hey, Vinny. My butter, Vinny, come here. You explain
just
to her.
Please
never
so
talk to him
sort of
about his business.
Uh-huh.
His name's not Vinny, is it? It's Gustavo.
Oh, Gustavo
Sweetheart,
there.
She's
Gustavo.
Hey, boss, you want me to go fucking take his
brother
out of
here? She loves children?
No. Do you?
No, I hate kids. I
to
barely see
you.
This is the longest 2 days we spent together. And I spent
you
half
won, you
the
won
horse
a big
ride.
Award and came back to the States.
I'm regretting
like
what
butler.
The fuck is that?
I was in another country before
that's
I picked you up to drop you off for camp.
Where the fuck did that thing come from?
That's my little ghost.
Is that a rat?
Is that what
my little ghost.
Look at rat. Steve's actually become the surrogate mom for this.
Do you breastfeed, I think?
I bottle feed her. When I can.
Honey,
do you get a fucking pump and then put in a pump and then
bottle feed? I actually like kittens.
I breast pump the mother.
Steve brought a cat in the middle of the movie to distract us.
I like kittens. I'm not fond of cats, though.
Again, we need to pay attention. Not a ripped in half. Not a conversation. Not ripped in half.
You want
to
see?
One star film.
Writing up. Saves my life.
Interestingly enough, I didn't realize. 2 weeks old, they can purr. Totally
cute. Oh my god.
She fell asleep in the crook of my arm earlier.
Still blind?
She was purring. No. Oh. The eyes just haven't fully developed in yet. Yes, we know. Shitty film you brought. We see. We know.
That's the point of the show, though.
True.
Not
is two.
Oh, they're making mallows.
How would you know?
They're making s'mores.
Was he wearing?
They're not making.
You said the titular name of the film.
They're not making your film. I heard it.
Even if he was available. Wouldn't be interested in me.
You know what? I wish I sat on that.
Like, it takes 2 graham crackers.
Earlier thing from the show.
Muffin.
The prior to the show.
And I'll marry girls like me.
He did once.
What is this? Published somewhere?
Her name was Kathy, and she wasn't a food. She was a teacher.
She wasn't a food.
It's been more perfect than I thought. I'm cheating. Give me one of those. Give me that stick.
That
screw,
was
screw Weight Watchers. I'm having a schmoz.
That was improv. That was even part of the show.
Wait, she
was just done recording for the day.
She Weight Watchers, Danny Craig.
Thing that happened. I don't know.
I'm not shitting on her. I just figured that's funny.
Probably both. And Atkins.
I don't want just this. That's a lot of blue.
So long since Kathy.
Oh God, that's offensive blue.
Ooh,
that's a tight ass. Didn't think it could happen. That is me. Definitely an ass scene, if I ever seen one.
Well, I think they're really trying to sell that belt.
Kensington is really something.
God, that blue shirt is offensive to my eyes.
I told you to stay
eyes.
Away from that broad boss.
That is an ass scene if I've ever seen one.
That is offensive to the eyes. It really is. It's horrible.
I've ever seen a man wear mom jeans.
Well, you're my best man.
He had adjust his eyes after seeing
it. Seriously, I can't keep looking at this because this is so offensive to the eyes.
You could place
that blue.
A Star Wars space scene on that
Steph,
blue screen.
Before you walk away, you got. Yeah, you can. Let's see if he shows him. Oh, you missed
man,
it.
You,
oh, this is a bright, offensive blue with blue mom jeans.
It's the it contrast just, oh. The car. Lindsay Lohan. Oh, no,
it hurt. It hurt to look at.
Hey, Vinny!
Oh, you're talking about the bug.
His
one?
Name is Vinny. I thought it was a joke.
No, his name's Vinny.
Hey, Uncle Vinny.
Because he's
the whole mafia.
He's got a mafia connection, I told
Amanda.
You.
The paperwork just went through.
What? Hi, who the hell is this?
Yeah, who'd adopt this piece
oh,
of
yeah?
shit?
Well, this is Diane Barrows. And since when does your department okay an adoption without the caseworker's report?
Yeah, bitch.
Yeah, I know these people are nice. Yes, yes. Look, have you ever met those people? These people collect kids. They will take anybody.
Oh, the butt kiss. They do it for the extra payday.
They're fucking weirdos.
Holy. Is this a gay camp?
Rainbow House!
That's a lame joke. I went for something easy.
Oh, I thought you were talking about mine and my Futurama joke.
Oh, no, I went for something because like rainbow background. I feel bad for that.
Looks pretty gay to me.
Let me just run this by you one more
time. No, but
time,
that
okay?
lookout tower
just,
looks pretty
just,
gay.
Just hear me out one more time. Okay. I know
well,
I
again,
think,
it makes sense.
I know that,
it's the goof.
Gay, if they look gay,
it's
they
the
look
goof.
Gay.
He's been in many gay man. Films. Again, he was one of three gay men raising a little lesbian along with Decker and Magnum P.I.
But
so.
If you ask him in person, hey, they're all dead. I thought we were talking about Vinny, right? Talking about Vinny gay films. That's why you don't let kids paint shit. You know, it sucks. It always sucks.
Because their paintings are kind of gay.
Sticks everywhere. No. Just kids suck at everything.
God,
you know
he's
that.
Wearing that offensive blue still.
Did I come in a bad time?
It was the contrast of the car on the drive.
For a meeting? No, I'm just having a little problem with one of my kids.
Is there anything I can do to help?
You've already saved my life, Mr. Calloway. What can I do for you?
Now you can lick my cunt.
Have
dinner
like to
with me.
I apologize for yesterday. It was very rude. I never should have taken that call, and... I,
I
like
never should have
that
taken that call to my
fiance
from
my
while fiance. You were in front of me.
And talk very loudly right behind your back. Just around the corner
perhaps
where you can hear me.
Lunch,
my wife yell at me and know my personal problems.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Did we discuss it over Little Caesars?
I overshared my home life with you.
I understand.
A little too much during a meeting.
No, it's not
or at least
like
a nice
that.
Greeting
it's
with a friend.
I'm on duty today in the mess hall. It's my kid's turn to serve.
Oh, I see.
But you know what? If your heart's set on Italian, you could join us. We're having
egg noodles and ketchup.
Still come with a peach cobbler?
Oh, yeah. All you can eat.
Oh, no, his heart's set on Italian, all right.
That's pretty much an all-you-can-eat pussy buffet, she just really told him.
Pretty much, actually. That was a good innuendo.
Yeah.
But Muffy, darling,
hey, if you get tired of holding this throat in here.
Sunday, I need
you just don't want to sit still.
Must come.
Wait, now she has the dyed haircut.
I like her better with that hair. Now put the glasses
fucking
on.
Madonna.
Put the glasses back on. Annoying ass.
Put the glasses back on.
The Madonna hair.
Bernard.
Put the glasses back on. One more time.
Bernard,
why? It fulfills a certain fantasy I have in a very specific category, Eric. Put the glasses back on. No. I'm getting a still frame from that.
We want
pancakes.
Some food.
Pancakes.
We want
cobbler.
It must be 10 years.
10 years?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
They sped up the tempo. You see that?
No, it was my wife's idea. She had a very, very big heart.
Had?
And I don't.
When Alyssa was born.
Fuck these bitches.
Oh, sorry.
I just never could come back.
Oh, your wife died. That's horrible. I'm sorry.
The server, the lower class kids serve the rich kids.
Honey, that's a big cake. Bring me some mac and cheese. Hey, you got the fried chicken today.
I don't know. 1 minute she's behind me and the next.
Will you get her for me, please? I want to introduce her to somebody.
Sure.
Good service.
I'm having the hardest time.
Gonna whip these kids later.
This girl, she keeps running off.
Tell me about it. I got one just like her at home.
Have they at least changed clothes?
Wait, help! I don't know how to serve food. Come,
I don't know how to sneak
come.
Around. That's what it's really saying.
Ninja vanish. Ninja, no, fucking Ninja Turtles. They lied to me. I smell.
This is like that
I
Doctor
smell
Who
cornbread.
Episode. It's like that Doctor Who episode.
Look at it. It's filthy. Diane wants to see you. Come on.
But my muffins are burning. My muffins.
Do something, Alyssa.
Here she comes now.
My compliments to the chef.
Amanda, take that thing off.
Let her keep it on. For all we know, it might be the latest thing.
About that time, she knew she done fucked up. Ooh, mac and cheese!
My reputation is ruined.
Take that, nerd!
5 minutes earlier, you are responsible for holding this. Do not drop it. If you do, you were fucking potato duty, scrubbing toilets all fucking summer long. You're like, I won't fucking mess it up. And then he gets tripped.
Hey, she just made her orgasm face. You saw that, right? Like, oh.
What, the little kids are?
It's,
Kathy Bates there.
He have a gold chain. It looks like he had a shitty hat, a gold chain.
Oh, shit, it is mac and cheese. I kept making mac and cheese jokes. It really is mac and cheese.
They said that earlier.
I didn't hear that.
I think this is funny.
I just kept making mac and cheese jokes.
Well, maybe you'll get a little chuckle out of this.
You wouldn't dare.
That wasn't her hair. That's not as funny.
It would have been better if like the butter splattered on her forehead. Hey, you know your slave kids have to clean this up, right?
Wait, so in a scene where they're having a food fight, we're going to play the only song we know of that has a food reference in it. Tutti Frutti.
They're going to play Just Eat It.
A mainstream song, Eric.
Maybe
mainstream.
Who needed the money most?
I'm
95. I don't know.
I heard it through the grapevine.
That's what they mean by eat and run, huh?
We need doggy bags.
So who's going to clean it up? They'll take care of it.
Look at that dining dash.
I think those slave kids who had to serve food have to clean that shit up now.
I may still be hungry.
They do.
You got a little bit on your tits there, sweetheart.
You hit me with the butter.
Yeah, he got it in your hair.
He's talking to that short order cook of yours.
And yeah, he's got it smeared on his crotch. It like goes head, chest, back, and then like blink, and then yellow stain on the crotch.
Biodegradable.
You know, I've got a better idea. Excuse me. And
I live across the street. I'll just go shower there. That's a better idea. Why would I want your shower over there? I got a shower over there.
You got a whole entire lake. What are you talking about?
I also got to take a whiz.
What's wrong with him?
This is another scene I remember.
I've never seen him act like this.
Talking about them hiding in the canoes. I was going to say something about the scene, too.
Yahoo!
This is.
I swear to God, this is the same set that they use for heavyweights.
They had a bouncy thing, though.
But no, he's talking about when the fat guy talks to the counselor girl.
No, I'm talking about the actual camp.
To me, so far, it's like Arizona summer.
Same set, no.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Come on.
I got a cramp. I can't swim.
There's no way all that shit that was stained on him just washed away like that. And where'd she get gravy?
Hey, no fair. I saved you.
It's too cold. I'm not going in there.
Yeah.
She's totally lost her New York accent.
Because once she gets in that water, you're going to figure
Come
out what that
on,
figure
I
looks like.
Save you right now.
She leaves a lot to imagination. I'm hoping for the best.
All right, Buster.
She's still hot.
Ooh, take the big shirt off. Come on.
She's still hot back then.
I just want to see.
I would have done Christy
Alley's sexy body. Come
not
on.
Funny. Roger.
He got out of the water. What a dick.
Roger.
Well, he wants to see what that body looks like.
A guy could drown waiting for you.
Callaway, I'm gonna kill you!
Banzai!
Land on top of her, gives her concussion, she drowns.
With the shoes.
I don't know, but he shit
still?
When he landed. Is he all like, fucking.
It's working! Look at that!
She just went under to give him a head. You see that, right?
Fuck at that.
She said that, right?
That's more like it.
What are you looking at?
You pervert.
Roger, darling, anyone home?
Damn, the bitch is back.
Slap the fucking telescope.
Well,
slap the telescope. Slap the telescope.
We weren't expecting you.
Yes, I know. Where's Roger?
That's kind of the point.
Oh, Mr. Calloway is out for the afternoon.
Oh, I see.
Again, he's the only one with a convincing accent, and it still makes me think like mob film.
Thank you so much.
Everything he says, it just reminds me of mob.
I'd like a Diet Coke, please.
One Diet Coke coming up.
Ah, there you go.
There's
he,
another
he
actor
slapped,
character
the
thing.
But honestly, would you think about looking into that telescope?
Why not?
She,
he was.
She didn't walk into him looking at it.
Yeah, but at least if he moves it, he won't. She didn't even see him looking at anything, did she? Well, if he adjusts the thing, he won't find anything happen going on.
You know who she looks like? What is that fucking Oh.
Uh-oh, she's seen him.
What do we
I don't care about
here?
That. She was a
spying on little kids.
She was a judge.
He's
for
a child molester.
She's a total bitch. She has her own show now, usually about missing kids.
You know what? You can't always great. Be this way.
Forget her fucking name.
Trust me. I haven't done anything like this in years.
She's useless.
Cheating on my fiance.
Feels better every second.
If I remember the name, I'll say it to you.
Don't move.
Why?
He's a dog.
What do you mean a thing?
A
what, a bug?
He's a fun
bug.
You have a leech on your forehead.
A bug? Oh, my God.
Shredded maraschino bug is highly poisonous.
You wanted to go
He carried a cherry all the way out there with him. Just for that gag.
Ooh, we get to be together and look alike.
I didn't come over at all.
I'm glad you did.
Diane?
I'm getting married.
You think I'm hotter than fucking John Travolta?
You little bitches, you had to ruin a hot one.
What was that?
All right, let's.
A sign.
Good.
What do you mean a sign?
I mean, I don't know what I mean.
I mean,
we're in a film by M. Night Shyamalan.
It's your Miss Kensington, right?
I'm getting married next month.
What the
fuck
is that? Of course you are.
Yeah. In the end, he really, if you look at the other way, he's just a piece of shit.
So what was
yeah,
this?
He is.
Just sort of a last fling?
And that wet shirt does not help to really show her fingers.
It's an amazing wet shirt where nothing sticks to your body.
Nice to meet you.
Although, nice perky boobs there.
Every fat kid in the world wants to have whatever that shirt is.
It helps with the boobs. The boobs look nice. Diane.
It looks great when you jump in the pool in the water.
Yeah, like, look at his. Fully sticked onto your body. Hers.
We went out of the park, you and me. It was there.
There's a lot of fat kids with tits who can never pull that off.
Can't sleep. Reach for the stars over the fence. World Series kind of thing. Oh well.
I've got to get a dictionary.
They were so close.
Oh.
You know what would be an easier way to avoid all this? Show up.
I give
Not
up.
Trick them.
No, we mustn't.
You know, when someone tricks someone else,
tell them flat out.
When someone else tricks someone else the love in the movies, you come off like an asshole.
Yeah. I'm still trying to remember what that bitch's name is. I'm talking about. I hate her. She's horrible on TV.
No. Not here. Up there.
Well, I can't remember.
Your real wife is back. She saw you fucking that broad in the fucking lake.
Yeah, she's here.
She saw you pull that gum out of her hair.
I did all I can to lie to the bitch, but I think she saw you.
Darling.
Clarice, your hair. You're here.
What did you do? Yes.
I look like Sharon Stone all coked out in fucking casino.
So she looks like Sharon Stone regularly.
Oh, you just got a
more specific casino.
I know, and I was positively miserable the entire time.
She's also not wearing any underwear.
Which is why I decided we simply mustn't wait another day.
To what?
To be married, silly. Oh, next month seems like an eternity.
I want that bank account.
And when two people are as much in love as we, I say, what's wrong with tomorrow?
You better get down and suck a mean dick.
Tomorrow?
Darling, I haven't said a word about my hair.
You look like a
yeah, he did. He said, your hair.
Like a beautiful dyke.
Okay, listen to this. Dear Roger, you are so totally fresh. Just thinking about you drives
they use
me
fresh
mental.
Back then?
Meet me at
yeah,
the place
totally
where we
fresh.
Met that time with the horses. 7 o'clock
Isn't that
tonight,
a show?
Love, Diane. How's that? Very romantic.
Possibly, but I don't recall one.
Yep.
Of all shows
Dear
with stupid
Diane.
Names, I never saw one called Totally Fresh. It may be in a segment
Diane,
in another show called, you know,
since
Totally
the first
Cool.
First time I saw you riding the horse, I can't stop thinking about it. And I know we were disturbed at the lake when the canoes fell over, but I must
It is a very children's fucking report.
7:30. Yours truly, Roger yeah. Calloway.
So you must think he's kind of dumb.
Duh.
But he's okay. This letter's dumb, but he's cute. So that's kind of how like
he writes it with big E's and little.
And they wrote it. So, like, imagine what it looks like. A word misspelled so it's scribbled out.
What? No big hug, hello?
You're not
They have the addition letters for added words because they fucking misspelled something.
Now get packed. We're leaving for the city.
Right now? It's too soon.
Maybe I didn't make myself clear. We're leaving tonight. This little act of yours is getting old.
What act?
Please. By the time I was your age, I'd been through 3 stepmothers, so I know all about the lengths that little girls.
Oh, fuck you, bitch.
You got that
I think
all
the winery
wrong,
thing
lady.
Was parent
What the hell is that fucking rude, bitch's talking? Name?
Where was it? Yes. You have had Roger to yourself for 9
I don't remember her name anymore.
Years.
She used to be
but
like an attorney
tomorrow,
or a judge.
I'm the woman of the house.
A lot of her shows, she just like talks about everything sickening and this and that. It's gross and sick and oh, kids and blah 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 and bullcrap.
Yeah, pompous and prude.
I don't know. Anyways, the stepmother looks like her.
Oh, that's I thought you were talking about her, the actual stepmother, her character.
No, no, she looks like this chick.
Oh, I thought you were telling me roles that she's been in.
No, I was trying to remember. I was trying to remember the name of the judge so I could pull up a picture of her and show you. Like, that's what she looked like.
I liked him before. I knew he was rich.
She looks good in black right there.
So I should have come here.
No, she carries herself well, whatever she does. But she hides it well, too. So I don't know what's going on.
She still has one hell of a fat ass right there.
She's got a big old booty. I give her that.
God.
But I don't...
Type of booty you just want
to... Okay, we're just going to have to pause this movie and just go look for a sexy picture of her from 1995.
The type of booty you just want to lean right into.
When this movie ends, that's what we're doing. We're Googling pictures of her sexy in 1995.
Oh, no. No, no.
94?
We're missing the
No,
because this movie's probably filmed in 94.
We do that, and what is that? Rule 52 is going to kick in, Amanda, and we're going to end up coming across like weird porn parodies.
It takes two parodies, six parodies. That means they all fuck.
It happens.
Come to mama, sweetheart.
Yeah.
What's fuck that your shirt Jewish she's wearing? Ass. It looks cool as fuck.
Ding, dang, dong, stupid.
That's her work shirt. That's her work jacket.
But my name's Amanda!
Alyssa, stop it. Come on, honey.
Do we have to listen to this the whole way?
God, that outfit and hat.
Great.
I wore black in the musty woods. Uber for Sarah.
Wait a minute, what are you doing with... Damn.
Well, shit.
You were supposed to protect her. You should have done something. You could have slipped her tires or something, anything.
They had the paperwork.
What paperwork?
We couldn't find you. Miss Van Dyke was here. What did you want us to do, lie in front of the van, for God's sake?
Dick Van Dyke?
I would have. I'm taking the Jeep.
Hey, that's the camps.
Oh, just...
I don't care about the kids.
The fuck?
I want my kids.
Is that even English? 20 minutes for the Lincoln, 10 for the Holland. The BQE is backed up for about 2 miles, and if you're taking the Van Wyck, better allow an extra 15. Whatever you do, stay out of Midtown. It's gonna be wall-to-wall limos as social. If I listen to the radio and that's how it sounds, that'd be crazy.
I know, huh?
Now these little nincompoops over here,
and when you get up to, you know, North Avenue, make sure to go around that bum.
Brenda?
He likes to lay there in the third and fourth lane.
Ben, and little Harry Jr.
You notice they're turning their heads before their names are called.
Look here. There's been a big mistake. You see,
no, you're all going to be part of my plumbing business.
We know that, honey.
You do?
Sure. And you will never have to be Amanda again.
That's right, because from now on, you're gonna be little Betty Buttkiss. Now, kids, scoot over. Get Betty here some Cocoa Puffs.
Oh, and after breakfast, we're gonna go down and see where your daddy works.
I'm sorry, what adoption agency lets one family adopt like eight children?
I think it's just foster parents. Parents can have a lot of kids.
They're adopted.
One moment, please.
They adopt kids.
It's like 10 grand a kid, ain't it?
It's foster.
To adopt them?
Yeah.
It's expensive to do.
It's like 10 grand. It's
like 50.
Well, 95?
Oh, he made his riches.
Obviously, you could buy them by the dozen.
Well, they're cheaper that way.
That's what we're watching next. Cheaper by the dozen.
Oh, no. I'm adopted?
Told you. What the fuck did you think orphans did?
What happened yesterday?
Are you sitting down?
Yeah, kind of. Therese moved up the wedding.
Your dad's getting married in
2 hours and 12 minutes.
And I'm in this ugly plaid-ass fucking jacket.
But it's going to have to be something major.
And quick. Amanda, you've got to
I have to drive 2 hours to anywhere.
These people aren't just scary. They're... Amanda?
Cut the cord.
Alyssa? Alyssa!
Okay, for people to know, back when you hung up a phone...
New kids aren't allowed
it wasn't beep, 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 and then voicemail?
Rules.
New kids aren't allowed to use the phone. Butt kiss rule. You're a little butt kiss, you little butt kiss.
Well, he's the actual child.
You've been taking care of Alyssa all her life, right?
Oh, no, Alyssa, not again.
Answer the question.
Yes, from the day you were born.
So you know.
I forgot that you're not the right one.
Mm-hmm. Every freckle, every bruise, every scar.
Yeah, I suppose you could say that.
But you don't remember this one, do you?
No, that one escapes me.
Broken bottle sliding into home.
Hmm?
Or this one.
On the bottom of a
rusty nail right through my shoe. Fled for 6 blocks. How about here? Ever seen this?
Well, when did you get that?
Roman candle, last 4th of July, right in the head.
God.
Things are so cool when you're
it's
younger.
It's pretty hardcore, but a Roman candle wouldn't do that.
Put her there.
I think it's Grazer. Strangers? Holy mackerel, it's
I gotta kill you now.
Yeah, and it's weird too.
But if you rule
of what if he was a what if he was on the other side of the he faked the whole time he's with the side of the stepmom and like acts excited and then puts her in a trunk.
We can't tell him yet. We
Tries to kill her and shit like
that. You know, the whole identical stranger thing. Given the rule of probability, it's plausible. Oh, that annoying bitch.
Where's my gin?
I sure hope you got a plan.
Vinny.
This adult is leaving it up to a child.
What are you pointing at? What are you pointing at? Oh. I should get ready for shit. Movie stuff.
Let me see your phone.
She looked pretty in the photo. Fuck. Maybe Christelle is just a face. Maybe she's just a pretty face.
What are you doing here?
I came for Mr. Calloway's daughter, Alyssa. You got her. I want her back.
What are you talking about? I don't have Roger Calloway's daughter. I don't even know Roger Calloway's daughter.
Okay, I'm sure you can pick up my... Eric had me try and charge his phone, right?
This is Alyssa Calloway.
This is the same charger I use for other phones and everything else. And it works. If I push in, but the moment I let go, it'll lose connectivity.
This is your Amanda.
So, yeah, the charger, it does work. It's just, I'm assuming you've had this phone for a while. Yeah, you've had this phone for a while. So, constant in and out makes it loose.
That's what happened to my HTC.
No,
it becomes the only charger because you can't charge it with anything.
I charge it with the one at work. The one
that's weird too. Now I understand that through some simple.
If you keep messing with it, it does work.
Alyssa is in the care of Child Services. Now I've been authorized to tell you that if I get her back right away,
oh, there you go.
There'll be no legal entanglements.
You see, she's not exactly
that's the
with
only
me
that
here.
That works on your phone.
What?
Mine is USB-C.
Well, she was adopted.
Yeah.
Well, then you better unadopt her quick.
Damn right.
Mr. Calloway's getting married in 90 minutes or St. Bartholomew's.
Before I have the Don show up here.
I can get some guys in the fucking garbage
minutes?
Trucks down there. Block the whole city block. No one's getting
minutes.
In the church.
If you do not have an unadopter, I'm going to call up the Don. He's going to send some Goombas down here to deal with you.
We'll fill that coffin full of garbage and no one know where he is.
Call this number.
It's a fucking wedding.
You look like you could use
we'll fill that cake full of garbage and no one knows where it came from.
You look like you could use a new pair of cement shoes yourself. One snap of the finger to me and the Don will make it happen. You better unadopt that little glue.
It turns out the guy we have working for the junkyard also works for us. So we can make a lot smoother, but he's going to need a little something for his, loss.
He needed it up. You clean it.
Oh, Betty, put a cork in it, okay? It's management.
Management,
my
ass.
Father's Roger Calloway. And when he finds out what you're doing here, he's gonna buy this whole town, kick you out of it.
Ooh, Roger Calloway, huh? Well, then how come you ain't at his wedding?
How does he know about his goddamn wedding? And how's that confusing with Chris Farley Calloway from Callahan Auto?
That's Callahan, not Calloway.
When I said it, I realized I was wrong.
Ah.
How should I know?
Hey.
You're the brains of this operation.
You comprise the wedding
you
of the
left
day.
The whole thing up to an 8-year-old child.
Happens, I am not going in that church.
I didn't help you get to the wedding. I got there first. I had to be there. You couldn't ride to the wedding with me. I had to be there 2 hours before you.
It's only natural to be nervous.
Yeah. Hey, if you don't want to marry this broad,
actually, I was thinking about.
I know some guys.
I don't blame you.
Baseball? I know some guys. Figure that.
So take you off your hands.
Chenzo,
for
you
want to make want to be hey buddy Calloway?
You know the feeling when it's
or
again he really seems like a mafia butler.
He does look like a mafia with a fake British
in the way
sometimes
he stands,
accent.
He has one hand in the pocket.
He sometimes like a mafia butler.
Hey, but sometimes he splits into a British accent.
Look, he has one hand in the pocket. Are they even allowed to do that?
For an instant.
Have their hands in their pocket at all?
Not in the presence of a fucking, the master.
Well, not in front of the Don, but this isn't the Don.
And further than you could
he doesn't
imagine.
Have an offer that he couldn't refuse.
It's a great feeling.
He shows them the dong, not the Don.
Well, that's a different story.
Mm-hmm. I miss Tackleberry.
What?
Clarice hates baseball.
Well, he had...
Huh?
I'm on CP.
Seabiscuit, don't fail me now.
Seabiscuit, really? That's how you name the Jeep?
Racist.
I agree. Give me back my Goyle. Open up, you fucking machugana.
Hello? Hello?
You looking for a butt kiss?
What?
You looking for a butt kiss?
Yes.
I'm looking for a butt kiss, yes.
Do you know where he is?
At the salvage yard. Where else? Harry works those poor kids to the bone.
What do you mean?
Why do you think he's got so many?
I'm sorry. That's something that any adoption agency would have looked into.
Lou. Hey, buddy, can I use your phone?
Yeah, sure. No charge.
Why would you charge, you asshole? That is some nice new shiny metal. Look at that.
We've been looking for you.
The rest looks like shit.
Leave me alone.
What are you going to do, beat her with a plunger?
We brought you something.
Yeah, something to make you feel more at home.
We're going to show this plunge up your ass.
Somebody in this church would have a Prozac.
What is taking so long?
Relax, Clary. Enjoy the moment.
Who is this silver-haired bastard?
His mom, his dad, her dad.
Is that coach?
Don't I look happy? This is me happy. See?
I look like coach.
Happy.
Is that Judd Apatow's wife?
Show on the road.
Doorman.
Doorman.
Doorman. Doorman. Doorman. King of the junkyard. Oh, they're just worshiping Rick Grimes now. They're fucking asshole-ass kids.
Our princess died.
But she died. Haha, get it?
Attention, Harry Funkus. We're here to pick up Alyssa Calloway. All you kids in the yard, stand clear. We're coming in.
The fuck away, we're going to cut your head off with a helicopter, you little bastards.
Hey, this is private property. These are my kids.
I adopted her fan square. You can't have her. She's mine.
You can have sex with these ones, but I can't sex with these ones.
Hey, how about take three of these ones? They need homes.
You're rich. How about take all of them, you rich fuck?
Calloway Cellular?
Cellulite?
Told ya.
Now eat a dick, you little Jewish fuck.
You fucking kike.
This is the end of Officer and the Gentleman.
It ends in a pause scene.
Get out of my way, you piece of junk. I would love nothing more than to kill you before I turn you over to social services.
Ah.
Allegedly.
That just made her that much hotter.
She threatened to kill me. Well,
if I stand here
say
like
goodbye to your sister, kids.
If I stand like a penguin, no one notice.
Goodbye, Patty.
Just know,
have
son.
Have a good life.
And let that be a lesson to you other kids. If you don't do what I say, you'll be taken away in the helicopter. So get back to work and smelt that fucking copper. When you find any gold pieces, give them to me.
Good to see you.
More shoulder pads.
Hi, Granny. Nice hat.
Yes, remember we're in church.
Thanks for coming.
Remember we're in church? What?
No, she's just like pandering to give people a kill time.
Doesn't the flower grower show up before the bar? Oh, never mind. Okay.
Throw some flowers out, dummy.
She's setting them down.
Any slower and she'd be walking backwards.
She's just not herself today.
That's the only way of putting it.
Hey.
The way he acts, it's almost like Alfred to Bruce Wayne.
I like how they have they think they have 10 minutes and it's already started.
Yeah.
Like the wedding doesn't start at 2:15 and like they say I do at 2:30.
You know, it does take longer than that for an average wedding.
You get there
unless you're having a shotgun wedding.
When you get there on time, you're still there for an hour and a half. Is that a helicopter? I've never seen one of them before.
Look at that.
Is that a Calloway helicopter?
Hey, they're my cell provider. They got my phones on their network. You also notice that baseball there thrown around was a wiffle ball.
Is he getting married in Central Park? Because otherwise, that's apparently stupid. And it, New York traffic go from Central Park to wherever the fuck that church is.
Shut up.
Oh, what a cunt.
You know that's the greatest American hero? Oh, that's not the greatest American
hero. Spirit of the music, fuck everything. I want to get my riches now.
Is she, why is she that desperate? She's an illegal alien.
Because she wants her riches.
This is like her third family she's been through.
This is fucking New York. She wants her fucking riches, okay?
She's been foiled three other times, apparently.
No.
She said that personally.
Hey, he's the fucking bartender from Boondock Saints.
Malwedge. Malwedge brings us together again.
You guys never watched Boondock Saints?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. He's the bartender. He's the one that stutters.
Oh, no.
Make out like a tree and get the fuck out.
Went from the park to horse. The run driver from this to that.
Where is the
minutes
guy who controls the horse?
Oh, hey, buddy. Listen, you got to take us to St. Bart's right away. It's an emergency.
I'm on my break.
Get a taxi, you bitch.
I'm on my break.
Sprite to you, Sprite.
Fucking New Yorkers. We're going to steal your horse.
I want to thank you for all your help, bud.
That's my horse.
You know, in some states, that's still a hangable offense, you bitch.
He's gonna get fired for that.
Yeah, huh?
He lost the horse. Dude. Hey, what are you doing? I was eating a hot dog across the street. Yeah, you're getting fired now. They feel good about themselves.
Well, you know,
they get a family with a millionaire and this guy with who does his shitty job.
Jason, you have to understand, it's Central Park, okay? You stop over a hot dog for your lunch break. That's a
why
are
you doing the accent?
That's a requirement. It's Central Park, man.
What are you doing the accent? Though? It doesn't even make
the
sense.
That?
It's joke funny. Oh, what is that accent?
You must understand, okay? It's a hot dog.
What
spot
is that accent?
It's New York. Go fuck yourself.
No, it's not.
Go fuck yourself. Hey, how many people
it's
you
as bad as my New York accent.
Hey, how many people you know from New York? Go fuck yourself.
Three.
Actually, I was going to say three.
Most. You don't know anybody
from New
York. Well, they lost their accent because they live in California.
Actually,
no,
three.
They don't sound the same way.
Actually, no, three.
They ain't from New York.
Actually, two from Jersey and one from New York.
Ah, fucking Jersey.
Same thing.
I watched a lot of Jersey Shore. No accents ever sounded like yours in the entire show.
That's because it's Jersey.
I have the entire DVD series of fucking Jersey
Shore. Get the fuck out of here.
Jersey may as well be the fucking Middle East.
Get the fuck out of here.
That may as well be the Middle East. It's not. Jersey's not even part of America. Go fuck yourself.
I don't think getting in this Nazi church took 10 minutes. Oh, that's not a Nazi thing.
Nazi church?
I saw this thing and it was a Nazi church.
What the hell are you talking about?
Look, when they do a back thing for that.
Aren't you coming?
Oh, yeah, because every step, you're just getting braided with swastikas.
I don't know why you're suddenly getting offensive for this.
Hold on, she goes catch me outside girl right now.
Get your butt up here this instant!
Catch me on these stairs right now.
Okay. That was a catch me outside.
No.
Stand in the back and take a little look-see.
Not even close.
Stop the wedding!
I don't.
Ay, ay, ay. I like his tie.
He's Johnny Fiving it right now.
Ay, ay, ay.
Look, he's remembering a day ago.
He's remembering the 3 days they spent together.
It wasn't even 3 days. This was yesterday. This is one
day
ago.
A day and a half?
This is one day ago.
Oh, yeah, because she got stood up the following day.
Have you ever heard of love at first sight?
He's only met this chick one day.
Yes, I have. She's dead.
She's dead.
That was just really fucked up.
He's only met her one fucking day.
It's like she's going to a fucking funeral.
We have something to do.
I
he closed it already.
I know. He's ready for it.
I can get back to my whiskey bottle.
Excuse me? What did you say?
I'm so sorry, Clarice. I can't.
I said fuck you.
Clarice. Hello, Clarice.
It's weird that you get this far, though.
You guys never made a reference on that? Hello, Clarice.
I did, yes.
Oh, fuck.
Never.
You know, it was nice fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Yeah.
I'm in love with someone else.
I usually quote...
I'm in love with this trip.
God damn it, I was going to say that too.
I usually do Red Dragon quotes.
Is that what you do? Prequel quotes?
You ever seen Blood in the Moonlight? It's quite black.
You do prequel quotes? Yeah, good for you.
Guess I deserve that.
It's like a cologne a child would fucking pick out.
This is all your fault.
Oh, Steve, you're going to want to see this scene. You're going to want to see this.
Lady, if you touch that child, I'll pop you one, so help me God.
But there's more to it.
We with the fishes, lady. No one cares that she's embarrassed. Like, she
what up, bitch?
She must have an entire side of the family if this many people are here.
It's a conspiracy! Well, at least I'll get to hit one of you.
Jesus Christ!
Fuck off, Barbie.
Can you think I'm a Barbie?
And by the way, you have a little tiny bit of something right here on your teeth.
But you're stopping me from hitting another one.
Never been more humiliated in my life.
Other than when that video was posted online.
Wanna bet?
There you go.
That's what you could have got at the fucking.
I know his jaw dropped. Like, damn, that's what I turned down.
You never asked that before.
You know, I swam with you, and I still don't know what's underneath that. Just give me a minute. And he goes outside like,
can I have a do-over?
About time you showed up.
There are people sitting there.
Hi, Daddy.
He's like, wait, aren't you the girl from Full House?
Wait a minute. What's going on? Both you bitches look alike. The fuck?
I could have molested two of
you. You're Bob Saget's kids.
Right, Alyssa? You got that right.
Dude.
You got it, dude.
Kill ourselves for that. We did it on instinct, and I don't feel good about myself for doing that now.
I'm with her. I feel a little dirty, yes.
I do, really.
You
like,
probably should.
Slightly, yeah.
You probably should.
Like you should cower inside of a shower, just scrubbing yourself with a Brillo pad.
I've done better.
Together.
The views and opinions of Jason and that was
together.
That goes on that level.
Have you watched the new ones? Do you watch the new ones?
What?
Fuller House?
Fuller House.
Steve did. I watched the pilot and that was it. There's two seasons now?
Yes.
Then tell Steve he feels worse than you.
I don't.
Well, what's the rating on that? On yours is probably a little more.
It's not bad.
Stars. You know the stars in that.
It's more adulty.
Not off the top of my head.
It's more adulty. Yeah, I've seen the previews.
It's definitely more geared for women.
Did the cameos come back? Did the other older cast come back for cameos?
Yeah, a lot of them did.
Except for the Olsen twins.
Because it didn't seem like it was just the main people, like the other leftovers.
This was your doing?
No, pilot. I thought they were there for the pilot and that's it.
No, they routinely come back.
We need to go back to this.
What do you have to say for yourselves?
Did I do that?
Dude, no. He just skips. He starts fingering her.
It's not about you. It's a listener.
Oh, come on. That's not convincing. Slip of the tongue. What do you mean, sister? That bitch hasn't adopted. She's still an orphan.
They're part black.
She's still an orphan. In fact, according to the law, she's a butt kiss.
Over the left field.
Not really, because that's really his kids. He can bring them back. He doesn't need Christy Alley, though. But
only one of them's his kid.
They're both his kid.
No,
obviously.
Only one is.
Right, we did.
How can not both be
they
biologically
even
his
they even
child?
Straight up said they're identical strangers. They're not his. Only one is. They just coincidentally look
like
the exact same.
Nice gentleman if you'd sell. I don't care what it costs. That horse deserves a house.
Which means. The one girl was still technically adopted by the butt kiss.
We can make some kind of arrangement.
The butler pulls out a big wad of cash.
I need two separate checks, one in my name and one for the horse.
You know, I was watching what the butler pulled out, though. It's supposed to be money, but it's all blank paper.
Once around the park, if you please.
It'll be my pleasure, boss.
Oh, dang it. Look at the butler pulled out.
Look, the MetLife building.
This brings me back to where I started before I got the deal.
Who lets a butler hold that much money?
He didn't. He had a bunch of blank paper in his wallet.
Alfred knows the secret of Batman.
I thought he was fucking.
You pay these people a lot to keep your secrets together.
Plus the
is that how it
hold
fucking
on, hold
ends?
On. You guys missed the perfect ending.
Not really.
Will the man like
and it's in the movie. The song is at the end of the film. Who is fucking Vinny? Philip Bosco. Let's look that up.
You know, even by your weird arbitrary rules, this wouldn't count because it doesn't come until the end. For the credits. It's not even in the actual film.
Arbitrary. The chosen. See, the chosen.
So now you're still on the same wavelength as me.
Mine was in the film. Yours
no,
was absolutely
no. Yours is in the credits.
More than yours. It's still.
Yours is
100%
more than
yours.
We didn't even go through all the credits on mine.
Yours was not in that film. You
neither was
that.
Yours.
I know that.
Yours is in the credits.
We
it's
can
not
go
part
look
the
up
film.
The soundtrack right now, and it's still going to say it's not in that.
Not to mention,
film.
The rules stated it's just a movie.
Suddenly, someone who forgot a rule says he's an expert in the rules.
I made the fucking rules. This was all my
thing.
All
of a sudden, you made the rules. This is insane. Lower this, please.
I made this whole thing.
While we argue this, please lower this.
Because while we argue, let's turn down the volume.
Because none of the music's important. Plus, we're not paying for it. No. Oh, that too, but, you know, really lower, like, fade it out.
Okay.
And that's been It Takes
by the
Two.
Way, Steve, I can get your Coke if you need it.
By David Tennant, 1995.
My villain one?
Featuring
vanilla one up there?
No,
you
awesome. Kate
that's
and
awesome.
Mary Olsen.
Oh.
The Goot, you know, Steve Guttenberg.
Is that an issue to say on the show?
And,
what kind of facts and trivia you got for us?
Oh, you're going to love this stuff. All of it. Pure fucking
gold.
That's awesome.
How'd you know I was going to say gold? How did you know I was going to say gold?
I think it's way behind.
Jinx, you owe me a soda.
Like, we're so good friends. You owe me some Coke. In this. That you already knew what I was going to say.
Well, great minds think alike, sir.
Exactly. Too bad you didn't put a fucking song in your film.
Didn't need to.
You assume the rules wrong and then decide to declare like that didn't happen.
How can I assume the rules when I'm the one who made the rules?
I like how you think that too. I mean, there were three of us here, not you. But, you know, who can say a lot different of those rules.
I'm the one who brought this whole thing with the show.
Oh, that too? You're just getting bigger and bigger.
I did.
Oh, my God. Taking credit.
Well, you know. Someone's got to be the brains of the
so
fucking operation.
So you want trivia, quotes, or goofs?
Trivia and goofs. Just
trivia
a couple
goofs?
Of each.
Okay. You want no quotes? A lot of famous quotes
not
in
really.
That.
Not really. Do you not have any?
No, I'm just reading them.
It's one long-ass pause. A very long-ass pause. In fact, it's what we call dead air.
Oh, okay. Yeah, here's a fucking go-to.
Uh-huh.
Many plot points are taken from Prince and the Pauper, written by Mark Twain, which I didn't know, actually.
By the way, if you guys, I have another film for this genre, or for what
are
you guys
are you going to be here next month?
Yeah.
Okay, then you can bring the film next month.
It's called...
You can bring the
there
film
There are
next
really
month.
No good
it's
points.
It's called Purple Just People Eater, and it's based on the song One Eye, One Horn. Flying Purple Fielder, and it has to do with the song and the movie. So, there you go.
No, because that's heralded as like a classic. It doesn't really.
What the fuck are you talking about? The movie was made for the song. The song was made for the movie.
Let's see.
Nothing really good. A lot of these things are stuff kind of right, we pointed out.
Are you talking to me or Jason?
No kidding. It's just filmed.
There's really nothing there. Stupid. There's nothing there, dude. I already went through all of it.
Why do they have an Italian censorship visa number?
Wait, what'd you guys watch last time?
It's stupid.
Like, these are stupid. Okay, the stain on one of the girls' mouth as they eat eating our sloppy joes.
Really? That's a goof?
That's part of a fucking... That's a goof. Yeah, it's part
of
the goof.
God.
What do you
or like how there's mac and cheese in her hair in one scene and not in the other. Well, you completed... You actually stated there's a whole... None of the same shit's on her shirt, which is not mentioned so far.
That's stupid.
Okay, there's no goofs for this. No one paid enough attention to this film to actually point out
yeah.
Goofs. Other than the goofs we already
nobody
said.
Nobody gives
well,
a
we're
shit
not
about
this
movie here.
Okay, well, either way...
We didn't pay attention to
it
half
it was a
film.
Shitty film. So, Jason, how many tits you read?
On the contrary...
How many tits you... Do I wait?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. One. One tit.
One tit?
Okay, this is going to take a lot of time. We have an arbitrary, weird ruling system now where two tits are perfect movie. Any movie that's, like, higher number? Has to be an odd number because it's perfect, but something's wrong with it.
What about elongated nipple?
We're not getting that in detail. Yeah. Tit numbers. Don't fucking go outside the box here. What the fuck you think?
Two tits are perfect.
You have a set rules here, and you're trying to think all kinds of weird shit. Okay. That's dumb.
Two tits are perfect. Three total recall tits is sexy hot, but still slightly mutated, so not quite perfect.
What?
Anything beyond that, either and a higher one's still or
bad.
Lower.
A one's still bad.
Yeah, either higher or lower is all around bad, because now you're getting all kinds of freaky.
And it has to be an odd number, because it's still be bad.
There's no tit and a half.
There
that's
is
odd number. A third tit and a third nipple, because that's the best you can get.
No. Part of it's been removed due to cancer or whatever.
That's kind of fucked up.
Well, you have the three tit thing, so like that's covers
no,
that
no,
section.
No, because, again, that's Total Recall tit, and Total Recall
because
tit was
of
hot.
Because of childhood
well, then
memories.
Three, you have
because
three
of childhood
tit,
memories.
You have two tits and one nipple, which would probably cover the opposite end of that.
All right, we'll do that.
We're just
because
bad,
of childhood
bad.
Memory, tit and a nipple.
Yeah, because that's why he's laying like it, because it's his fucking go-to
so
kid
one
film.
Tit, one nipple.
Yeah. Because at an age,
I don't know,
because
like it still could be
once.
Like a 7 or a 6, because, I mean, not a 6, can't be a 6, it's too good. I mean, 6 tits.
Yeah, it
I'm
is
like,
a little
on,
above,
six
a, that is,
tits,
that is,
not,
that is a nipple above a 5.
All right, how about a tit?
It had to be like a 5.
How about a
or
tit
four.
And a hairy nipple?
We're not getting the details like that. We just have hairy numbers and tits.
Hairy nipples degrades a little bit.
We need to really go over these rules again, because
we need to actually, like, finalize you
categories
see,
is
yeah
and I'm
really
up,
obscure
I'm
way
good
of
stuff.
It really
stuff.
Is
where
yeah.
two is the see, high well
and I'm
it's like that card game where two is the highest number everything
I'm,
works around it
I said I'm bringing up good stuff that you could use
no we're not adding extra you're making shit up to complicate it actually.
I give
we
it
we had a set thing that needs
I
to be
give
set.
It half a tit
huh
half a tit
well that wasn't a thing either but,
a lot
okay.
of scar tissue involved it's not
it's
so
one tit
you're making it very
no not even one
it's bad
no it's even
bad,
that
we want it.
Even that one had a lot of damage to it. It's just it's all around bad.
You're making it weird.
One bad tit.
One bad tit.
Hmm?
One saggy bad tit.
Just
we're not describing one bad tit.
Just give it a National Geographic titty.
No, because I used to masturbate to those.
We're not
those
watching
were
international
in
films.
That's not a good titty.
Okay, one tit.
One tit. It's a one tit film.
It
make it a puffy nipple tit, or make it. I give
it
one puffy
hey,
nipple.
Hey, welcome to One Tit Films. I'm
it's
Steve.
A very ABC. It's an old story that's being recreated again with these kids.
I give it to one puffy nipple.
There's some
something
there,
that you might go with.
There's
but
people
you don't really
who
want
are
touch.
Good star who are stars on the rise
puffy
or stars
hot.
That are just established.
No, they're not. Puffy nipples are gross.
That, in nah, there, and I like.
Oh,
all.
That girl from Westworld has puffy nipple. The black prostitute.
I don't like.
She
her
has puffy
nipples.
Nipples.
I don't like her nipples.
They're puffy. You
no,
fucking like them.
Those
are fucking.
Those are puffy.
Those are puffy fucking nipples.
Those are puffy. That's beyond.
They're
puffy,
puffy nipples.
That's beyond puffy.
No, you're wrong. They're puffy nipples.
Okay. So, one tip for this film.
Fuck this film. You ruined my childhood.
Is there anything else to really say about this?
Oh, no. It's
that we'd fuck Chrissy Elliott.
I've never seen this movie again. Oh yeah, look up the 95 thing after this. After Eric Fries and we're together.
Yeah.
We'll look up those 95 sexy photos of Chrissy Elliott.
That's right.
And
hopefully some nudes in the mix.
Circle jerk.
Alright, other than that, this has been One Star Films.
If you want to send nude photos, go send them to the Ripped in Half Facebook.
Send nudes. Send nudes.
I have nudes. You want to see them?
Or Ripped in Half Twitter. Actually, Ripped in Half Twitter because those won't be edited out. So, at Ripped in Half Twitter.
Either way, this is One Star Films. I'm Steve.
I'm Watch this.
And
I'm
come again, is Eric joining us, filling in for Roach. We appreciate that. Not that you brought much to it, but we appreciate
Roach
it.
Roach is dead.
We've reached that point where Eric has nothing better to do in it.
Trying to save money.
So welcome back to the show.
So trying to save money.
We'll catch you next time.
Ripped in half.
Next month.
A good way to save money.
Doesn't cost money.